Log Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. We in the fuck or I'll be a
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, Roman, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, Viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds to glow, ice climbing and shows, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway. Iron the toe, yes, I'm a pro. Press iron the foes, talking what I walk, talk, never the foe. Yeah,
you never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mall, while these other niggas playing cute, playing the show, be front, she can front if she want,
trust.
Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arraigned in court. For no dame,
it's public.
I'm no lame, know how to get though, get low, the flow flame. My desire's fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you
wanna
talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Big Chris Wallace, any night, take flight, St. Thomas, first class recliner, wine and empanadas, stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage, touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba, chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda, blue water, white sand, Rona's in the cooler, cute Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly, chilling crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh, they told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion, thought you was fancy, huh, yes you drew like Nancy Dunn, shed a tip for every lappy run, real rap, cause on track, he El Cappy son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens. Lights, camera, action. One, deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had Casey Johnson with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist sensation Lulu from BAM Music, the first lady on BAM Music. They doing their thing. We played her smashing single Lulu. We had the funny comedian Sean Harvey in the building. Had us on the floor. He was just hilarious. And for our special guest appearance last weekend, we had Chuck Freeze, Papa Wu, father of Wu-Tang, and Grandmaster Cass. If you missed last week's episode, you could go to www.blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we have another great show for y'all. We have Melinda Moore with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming artist Nez Townsend, and we'll be playing his smashing single, Make You Mine, and find out what's his next step in the music industry. After Nez, we have one of the biggest promoters in the building, My Swagger Is Crazy. He's gonna fill us in on what's been going on with him lately, and he will also be giving away tickets to his next big event, Shorts and Stilettos, on September 1st, that Saturday. That event is going to be sick, so make sure you tune in. After Swagger, we have a special tribute to Gerald LaVert, a.k.a. the Teddy Bear. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Melinda Moore and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
With the ghetto on my rear view.
Oh,
you are my every tomorrow.
Oh,
the world is ours.
Oh,
Mary J. Blige.
I've been lying in my bed, crying till my eyes are red. We both said that things will change, but it's still the same shade of gray. You win.
where we came from, Mary.
Characteristics of a charismatic nigga. 20 million on a villa. What's illa? We living. Little boys gotta work at that. Getting cash, so I snatch my girl a Birkin bag. Blowing kisses out the drop top. Young nigga got guap. Stay in your house when the block hot. Making love that will not stop. Bed sheets to the countertop. Diamonds, my baby down the rock.
Hold your glasses up, baby. In the presence of greatness. Queen of time, Mary J.
All right, all right, Dawns and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Melinda Moore. Melinda, welcome to the show. Hello, Melinda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back on the show.
I told you, you're welcome back anytime. Not a problem.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we got some new listeners and everything, so would you like to tell listeners a little something about yourself again?
Sure. Still 40, still single. I live in Hartford, Connecticut. I do nails, and I'm just doing me, living life. That's it.
Okay. And what's your topic for this evening?
Okay, I don't know if you want me to explain the scenario or just go straight to the topic.
You can explain that. It's all yours. All
right. You're at the dude you're talking to, your homegirl, and one of your dude's boys go to the casino. You're hanging out. You're having fun, whatever. You're drinking. You get back to the crib. You're hugging your dude, your homegirl. Now, this is not just some chick that you chill with. This is like a close friend. Is standing behind you, flashing your dude. Do you turn around and smack the fire out that bitch? Or do you give her a pass because she's drunk?
Now, okay, so can we make that in a vice versa also?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could reverse that role, too.
Okay, no, for both, you know. We're going to make it co-ed for both. But anyway, we're going to get to that. What makes you choose that specific topic?
I actually was dealing with that not that long ago. Like, that happened to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dawns and Divas. Phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air and give your point of view on Melinda's topic, or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, me personally, if I'm with one of my boys, I don't care how drunk they are, they need to respect the fact that she's with me. You understand? That's mine. And if they go around flashing, the only flash they're going to see is stars when I hit them in the eye. So that will be the only stars, that the only flash that they will be getting. Because to me, it's disrespectful. It's definitely inappropriate. And for the person to do that, we're going to go back to your situation, for them to do that, it's like they had no respect for you nor your man. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%, and I just feel like it's always, like, and she had called me the next day, and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I was drunk, blah, 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 but that's an excuse all the time. Like, I'm so sick of hearing, I'm sorry, I was drunk, because that night I drank the same, if not more than she did, and I wasn't drunk, and I've seen this bitch drink, so I know what she's capable of. Like, I don't think she was really that drunk.
No, a lot of people use drinking as an excuse. For her to do something like that, what you should have did was you should have turned around and slapped fire out of her.
I did. He said,
your man.
He told me, he was like, check your girl. And I actually turned around and caught her, and she tried to deny it. And when I turned around to fly that head, he caught my arm and took me out the house. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he really didn't want you to get in no trouble. But for her to flash your man while y'all there, it's like, is really like, I don't care what you say and what you think. And that much liquor, a lot of people use liquor for an excuse. And
yes.
If you don't mind me asking, was they in your house?
No, it was her house, actually. It was at her house.
Wow. So I guess she figured, she came to the point, well, we at my house, I could do what I want and nothing won't happen. That's the only
but
thing
it's
I could
not,
really see.
Not even that, like, his boy was upstairs in her bed. Like, so, like yeah.
Wow.
It was just a bad situation.
So his boy was upstairs, she's downstairs, you with your man, she flashes him while he just, you sure she wasn't trying to get no swinger thing going on or something?
No, I was actually hugging him, and she was standing behind me doing that while I was hugging him, and that's when he was like, yo, check your girl.
Wow. All right, so in other words, yeah, he like whispered it to you in your ear so you could catch her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing he did that because who knows. So, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you. You got a good man on your hand because any other guy that's probably dirt balls, like I said, 90% of the guys out here. But it's a good thing he told you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say this is actually the dude that I spoke about the last time I was on the show.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
Who, no, but listen, because I took everyone's advice, I fell back. Like, I stopped texting, stopped calling, and he did, like, a 180-degree turn and stepped it up, like, 200%. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I applaud him because he had to step it up 200% for him to tell you that.
Yeah.
You understand? Because he didn't have to say nothing. He could have been like, all right, well, you know, I'm ready to go to take you home. And went back over that way.
Right, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
We have a call on the line. We're going to bring that caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
Okay. Did you have a little topic for this evening?
No, I was going to ask if she could repeat the question.
Ooh. Well, just some cold water. Go ahead, Melinda, repeat your topic. Ooh.
Okay.
Amanda, could you repeat it, please?
Sure. You and your dude and your homegirl and his boy go out. You're having fun. You're drinking whatever. You get back to her house. You're in the kitchen hugging your man, and your homegirl is standing behind you, flashing him. Do you turn around and fly her head, or do you
man.
Give her past 30 drunk?
Man. I would beat her ass. I would beat her ass in her own home. I would beat, it wouldn't be no stopping. I heard you say that your dude stopped you, but see, he'll have to get pushed out the way. She's about to get beat down.
And that's understandable, but then what could happen is she could also press charge. Remember, she didn't hurt
her. Well, yeah, that's true. I don't care. She's going to have to press charges on me. She's going to have to press, and then I'm going to whoop her ass again. Because she press charges.
For calling the cops.
Yeah, I'm going to call the cops. And I'm going to say the bitch hit me first anyway, even though I'm in her house. Or I'm going to drag outside. I put it that way. I'll drag outside and whoop her ass.
All right,
so
all
there's
right.
No forgiving, no forgiving.
Well, I mean, no, you know what? Honestly, I can't say what I really would do unless it happened to me, but it wouldn't be no more friends.
All right. Okay, let's give you a scenario. You at a party. You at your friend's house, right?
Uh-huh.
And you with your man. And your friend is behind your back while he's hugging your man. Watch him. Boom. Hey, check
this out.
That's, and he's rocking it. I don't want to see it. Then he tells you. And you turn around and you see it. What you going to do?
Yeah, well, I don't know. She's going to have to get smacked or something. You know, because that's just total disrespect. Are you supposed to be my homegirl? That's total disrespect. You know, obviously she's trying to get what you got. You know,
right.
Wait a minute, you said that her man was there too?
Upstairs, yes, girl, yes.
But see, well, see, she into that old freaky shit then. She probably wanted you too. No,
oh,
honestly,
no.
I mean, because
said that same thing.
Yeah, why does this cap? She wanted you, him, and her to go bang.
Well, exactly.
It is not that type of party.
I understand you don't go that route, but I'm just saying that's what it seems like to me. I mean, because if we're supposed to be cool, I don't care if a man wasn't with me. I'm not going to do no. That's just total disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I heard you saying, okay.
I
heard you saying she wanted to blame it on alcohol. Damn that.
Yes,
damn
but
that.
It's just like that's always the excuse, and I've always been forgiving because of that. But there comes a point in time when you're just like, God damn, like, that,
yeah.
Like take responsibility for your fucking actions already.
That's too much. That's too much.
And this was like I've accepted and forgiven a lot of shit, but this is just like the fuck it for me. Like
well,
I'm done.
I hope you and her ain't still cool.
Oh, no, not at all. Absolutely not.
That's a good point. That's a good point. She probably still, you know, she want to be best friends. But hold on. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring that caller in. Hello? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear another topic?
Yes, I heard the topic.
What's your point of view on it?
I'm swinging. I'm knocking it out. I don't care if it's her house or not. I don't care. And I'm not blaming nothing on the alcohol.
Think about it later.
Because we are all grown, and you know what? She says she know her. That's her friend. So she know how much liquor she could take or not. And you know what? Because I would have known if that was my friend that she wasn't drunk, I would have knocked on her behind, right in her house.
Right. Right.
Well, that's why I said I've seen what she can drink. I know what she's capable of. We've gone out many times. Like I said, that's my homegirl. We hang tough.
Mm-hmm.
I drank just as much, if not more, and I wasn't drunk. Like, so I'm not stupid. Like, really, it is what it is. I mean,
actually, it's no explanation for it.
Uh-uh.
There's no excuse for her to even come up about some alcohol.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? And I'm going to say something. I know y'all might not agree with me, but after I knock on her behind, she's not my friend no more.
Oh, yeah, we're not friends.
She's not my friend. She's not my friend.
You,
once
we
I hit
ain't got
you,
no holler.
And I lay you out, don't even call me. Don't even call me talking about, oh, it's
lose
Lisa.
My damn number. Lose my number. Because, see, after I do all of that, I'm getting my man, my shit, and I'm walking the fuck out. And that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
You know,
it hurts.
If you forgive her, trust and believe, you know what the next thing is going to be? She's going to have him. You know, even
I
though he told you.
I absolutely would never forgive that.
Even though he told you, it still don't make a difference because a man will be a man. And if it's put there in his face again, he's going to get it. I'm not going to say all. But I heard her say this the same dude that she was talking about before. You know, yeah, he did a good thing telling you, but still, in all reality, I wouldn't trust that either.
So, you know, so you would think he would go back and actually say something.
Hey, if she put it in his face, I bet he'll take it. He'll bang that shit out. And see, she gonna try to do it even more so now that you and her are not friends. What she got to lose there? Look at
oh, well,
like
she
that.
Really, that, like, his boy is not dealing with her no more. I'm not dealing with her no more. Like, it hurt me because, like I said, we've been friends for years. Like, this wasn't, like, a six-month friendship or a two-year friendship.
That's not a friend. But that's not a friend. Melinda, I hate to say that's not a friend. Because I wouldn't care if I had just met a homegirl 2 months ago. If me and her cool like that, we hanging out, things like that, and she do that shit or I do it to her, I wasn't her friend from the gate.
Right, and I agree. That's how I feel, and that's why I think it hurt me to have to end the friendship, but I had to sit back and realize that's not a friend. Like...
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. How many other guys she might have done that to? Or how many other guys she might even slept with that you dealt with?
Right.
I'm
no, she couldn't be no friend. No.
I'm stuck with the whole my back is turned and you flashing my man. I'm sorry.
I'm stuck with that.
I can't see but that. Like, not only is it disrespectful because you're my friend, but you're doing it sneaky, too, so you know what you're doing.
Yep. Thank you.
You know, my back is turned and you flashing my man. Oh, yeah, you're going to hit the floor real hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could
see. Y'all saying it, but y'all not thinking of the consequences of it.
The consequences of it is her laying on the floor after I knock her out.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of the consequences either when I turned around to fly that bitch's head across the room. If he didn't catch my arm, she would have caught a good one that night.
Yeah. I was so good.
Oh, no, I see I have to look, Kim, if I see her on the street, she going to see I have to get smacked.
Look, and the fact that she a friend, she know. I know if she was my friend, oh yeah, she would know what's coming. She would know what's coming. Every time she see me, she turn her head and run real fast because she know I'm gonna
get out of business. Listen, they have me on social cam.
She was drunk.
What they say? Wait, what's that saying? A drunk person speak a sober mind.
She flashed a sober ass, a titties, or whatever she flashed. Her titties. She meant to do that. That was something she wanted to do.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Because like I said, I drank damn near a whole bottle of peach Ciroc to the face that night, and I wasn't like, I don't all that. I was drunk shit. Like I said, that's her excuse for everything, and I've forgiven so much, but there's
something you can't.
Why
wasn't she upstairs with her man?
Exactly.
I told you what it was boiling down to. She wanted some of you.
He never came downstairs to see what was taking us so long or nothing like that.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait, yes.
Yeah, I said, so he never came downstairs to see what was wrong or anything like that?
Wait, I didn't hear you.
I said he never came downstairs to see what was wrong or anything like
that? Exactly.
No, he was upstairs drunk after the incident occurred and shit got loud, like when he pulled me out of the house. Then he heard the commotion. He came downstairs and his boy was like, yo, check that bitch, whatever, blah, 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 blah. She's dirty. She on some grimy shit, and told him what happened. And at that point, the three of us just bounced, and she was home drunk alone because.
She is. Now, we'll see.
We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on, all right? Hello, caller, are you here?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Oh, yes, I did. That's a no-no. He will get knocked out, wake up with all sorts of broke limbs, arms, toes, neck, and one less friend.
Okay, you know what? Let's make this a little interesting. See, because you know what? Now, let's say your man's friend did that. And you attracted to him. Would you tell?
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't care. I would be attracted to my friend's man.
Like, okay, Rich, give me a scenario again. I'm sorry. Give it again.
Okay. Let's say you with your man, and his friend is with him, and your man is hugging you, and you attracted to his friend. And while your man is hugging you behind your man's back, he's flashing you and smiling.
First of all, I would not be attracted to my man's friend. And second of all, yeah, I'll come on his ass.
Attraction could mean anything. You could walk out and see your friend. You can be attracted to somebody in a way of like, all right, well, yeah, that person's fine, such and such, you know.
Nah.
You know, in your mind, you'll be fantasizing about doing something with them.
I'm telling. I'm telling.
I
not only am I telling.
Yep. Me too.
Look, as soon as he does something, I'm like, baby, look. Look at this. Look at your boy. Get him. Just like that.
I'm like the role reversal that y'all just did. Because when I first said it, all y'all was quiet. So what y'all did was, y'all had me say it again. Y'all could sound like everybody's on point. Oh, no, no, no. But you know what?
You better get you some more dons on here. Listen, you better get you some dons on here because you know you can't handle divas.
Listen, I just put all y'all in one specific format and all y'all proved me right by the force.
But look, I proved you right that as me and my man is standing right there and his friend's going to try something, Babe's turn around and check him. And Babe's going to turn around and check him and knock him on his behind. So therefore, it goes the same way, vice versa. If you're loyal to the person that you're with. If you're not loyal to that person, then the next person can do whatever they want to and you're not going to tell. But if you're loyal and you're committed to that person, sure enough, you're going to tell. And you're going to tell right then and there on the spot.
Listen, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but y'all not changing my mind because all y'all was quiet on this line. It took y'all a good 5 to 10 seconds to respond to that question.
Okay, so how about this? We're going to switch it up for him a little bit, okay? Rick, since you're the only Don, that's on the phone, Mr. Host. Now, if you're out with your girl and some chick that you see and, you're saying to yourself, damn, she looks good, and she flashes you, are you going to tell your girl?
First of all,
why you got to say, first of all, you don't what?
Because I broke it down. What I said was, first of all, I don't worry about that, and yes, I would tell her. Because when I was her, my eyes only focus on her, so everything else is irrelevant.
Okay, so if you're not, let's just say y'all out somewhere, right? Y'all out somewhere, y'all see y'all male, you know, or female friend or whatever, and, you know, you have a man or woman at home, and one of their friends flash you, and your man or woman is not around. Are you telling?
Yeah,
I don't know. My neighbor was real quiet.
It took him a minute.
And I'm going to be like, you listen, think she got to mess up with y'all female. I'm going to go to the house, and I'm going to come and be like, yo, you got the grimiest, dirtiest friend in the world. As I was walking down the street, you know she flashed me? Just to let her know how grimy her friend is, and then put her in her place right there and there. But if she got females, all y'all on the ground was quiet. Like, I'm not saying a word.
You was not a
quiet
for a minute, too, there. You better go get you some backup.
I've never brought dudes around her that I mess with because I know how she gets down. But me feeling like, okay, this is my friend. We've been friends for years. Like, I'm feeling she would never do me grimy like that. So I'm like, fuck it, okay, we're going to go to the casino. We're out chilling. We're having fun. Like, I never thought she would ever do some shit like that to me.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell all y'all a little story, right? This is your story okay? It was this old lady, right? And she was walking along the block, and she found a snake that was sick, right? So she took the snake home, and she nurtured the snake back to life, you know, was feeding the snake, and the snake was letting her pet her and everything. And, you know, it came down to the point where she didn't have no more food for the snake.
And the snake bit her.
The snake bit her.
Yeah, I heard this.
The lady asked her, why did you do that if we're supposed to be friends? She said, bitch, you knew I was a snake.
Yep, I heard that before. I've heard that.
You understand? So you can't trust everybody. You understand? They might be your friends, but you never know what they got planned for you.
That's always true.
Is your friend. Because your dollar gets you out of anything. It won't turn your back on you. It's always there when you need it, and it always keeps you smiling.
But obviously, if she did some shit like that, she really wasn't ever my friend.
Right.
Exactly. So that's why you need to find out what something had to occur. I'm telling you, something had to occur. Me being a male, something had to occur. Unless she's really, really digging him real hard, mm-hmm. you understand? And he let her on in some type of way. Because if he would have told her that she did something, you know, check this out, ain't nothing happening, boom, ba, bang, I don't think she would have did that. If y'all that close, regardless of how much liquor she drunk, I think he let her on to some point.
You know,
I don't know why, but I got that feeling. Considering the fact of everything that was said from the past, I believe he let her on to that point. I'm not trying to doubt that he's still trying to do what he has to do because he told you. But sometimes a man will tell you things just to throw you off point.
You're right, and that's a possibility, but I've really, the way he feel about her, like, even before that happened, I just don't, like, I don't know. I don't think that that's what it was. Like, I really don't think he let her on. It's possible, because situations like that happen all the time, but he really doesn't care for her. Like, there's been many times when him and I, like, started back together, and he would be like, yo, stop going to that bitch house. You know that bitch's history. Why is you still hanging with that bitch? And I understand completely. But, yeah, you're right. It's possible because situations like that do happen.
Well,
but you know what?
What the hell have you seen in this guy? This is what I really want to know. What did you see in this guy that makes you really want to, like, be with him? And she's like, what?
He's a good, like, he's not a bad dude. Like I said, like, shit got crazy. And he started acting funny, whatever. And I did, like, I took everybody's advice. I stopped talking to him. I wasn't calling him. I wasn't answering his texts, none of that. And he actually just showed up at my house one day and was like, look, can we talk? Listen, this is what it is. I caught feelings. I got scared because I, whatever situation may be. And like I said, he's done a, like, 200% turnaround. Like, it is good. I'm not trying to put my 100% into it only because of the shit that's happened in the past, but if he's willing to turn around and do his best to make shit work, then I'm willing to give it a try.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Just keep your eyes open, though, sweetie.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, I am definitely not wearing my heart on my sleeve.
Well, he did say that he, you know, that he changed, you know, or whatever since the last time, you know, which was a big improvement because, you know, before he was, like, slacking a little
because
bit, you know.
Because he didn't have to tell you that the chick did that either.
But, you know, I think when Rich saying he could have, like, what's the right word for it, led her on or something like that,
mm-hmm.
it could have easily been, like, even, like, the eye contact.
What is that?
Or,
right.
Or could have gave her, like, you know. Because, you know, I'm just saying, and if that's your girl, we got to always remember, don't tell our girl about our man. You know,
Thank you.
You know, they're looking at him like, all right, well, let me see.
Or how he handled you in bed.
Exactly.
Because they sure want to try it.
You know, so, but I have to agree with Miss T. I think she kind of wanted to have, like, a little threesome going on there or something.
Hell yeah.
You know? she wanted to test the waters and see if she could have a threesome with the cat. So,
let me just say this about that. I'm not opposed to things like that, but if I know your lifestyle and I know how you get down, it definitely wouldn't be you, boo-boo, if it was going to happen. Yeah.
So can I ask you, how much did she drink?
How much what?
How much did she actually drink?
We were drinking, okay, we had popped a bottle of Moscato at the house. We was all drinking that. They was the dudes was drinking that Ray and F shit. I don't that shit could stay away from me. And then we copped a bottle of peach Ciroc, and me and her was the only ones drinking the Ciroc.
Wow.
So, but like I said, I've been to the bar with this bitch numerous times. We've been to house parties. I've seen her drink way more than that and be functionable. So I don't even believe she was drunk. And like I said, I wasn't even drunk. Like, so
it doesn't
matter
if she was drunk or not.
You're right. I hate that I was drunk excuse shit. I can't stand that. And she, after I left the house, she must have called my cell phone 20 times. Leaving me voicemails. I'm so sorry. I was so drunk. Please don't hate me. Don't be mad at me. Blah, 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 blah. But I had nothing to say. Like, I wasn't answering this. And she called me the next morning and was like, oh, I was so drunk. Please forgive me. And I told her point blank, I'm sick of hearing that. That's always your excuse for the dumb shit you do. And this time you crossed the fucking line and I'm good.
I mean, when you turned around, was her top still up?
No, she was. When I turned around, when he was like, check your girl, and I turned around and caught her out the corner of my eye, pulling her shirt back up.
See, you know what?
Like, she wasn't lifting her shirt up. She was pulling. She had a low cut. She had a low cut shirt on, and she was pulling it down.
I would have said
from
baby,
the top.
I would have said baby.
Man.
I would have said
okay.
She
would
have been booming.
So you actually didn't see her flashing him.
No,
did you actually see her flashing him?
Oh, yeah. When I turned around, I caught her pulling her shirt back up. Titties out, pulling her shirt back up. And then that's when I went to fly that bitch's head off her shoulders, and he caught my arm and pulled me out of the house.
Real? I would have had to get her.
Yeah, she was about to get the bad one.
I would let her sleep on it that night. Mm. And when your man left, I showed him and went over there like I'm like the FBI. What?
You know what, girlfriend, you know what? I know you said you was drunk last
wait
night, but I need
mm-hmm.
to come over. Would you come over so me and you can talk?
But
I would have invited her to my place.
I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to love her, you know, because your boo kind of told you, okay, come on, don't do it, this, that, and the other. But not for nothing,
mm-hmm.
your boo knew that you was going to try and put your hands on her. Play it simple.
He
knew that. He
had my best interest at heart because I caught a 5-year bid over an assault charge, and
you can't get for the business even if you wanted to. Then,
well, I could, but I'd be looking at a lot of time if I did.
You already had that. You know, you already did the bid. You best believe you can't put your hands on nobody for a good minute. So,
right? Yeah, I have a 15-year suspended sentence. I really would have.
Well, honey, somebody would be getting paid because that big steel gonna get the beat down. So one way or the other, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, I would have gave her the business on a sneak tip. I got to put a ski mask on or something.
Damn, you know what? I was drunk. I ain't mean to hit you like that.
Yeah.
I just use her same-ass excuse because that's a lame-ass excuse for anybody.
It is. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and being a friend.
A
that
lot
ain't
of
no friend.
People use the liquor. A lot of people
right.
use the
blame
liquor.
Right, blame it on alcohol.
Excuse.
Cool.
No,
they're
really
making that,
that
song. Making that song was a big hit. Blame it on the
alcohol.
But it's more to it. It got to be more to it.
She's a hoe. Like she and I've known.
Okay.
No, really, she is. Like I said.
Wait a minute.
I know
this
her lifestyle.
Another angle.
She doesn't. She's a hoe. She's a slut. She's an admitted hoe, but she admits it. She'll tell you flat out, I'm a fucking whore. Like, she doesn't care.
Melinda.
But I don't judge people. Like, who the fuck am I to judge you for your lifestyle as long as you don't bring it in my face? And that's my thing. Like, she never brought it in my face like that. She never did no shit like that to me. So, for her, that's why it, like, really threw me off that she would even do it. Like, you must really feel some type of way about dude. Like, that's crazy.
But if you know she a hoe, if you know
why
that she's
would you be
right,
with
okay. You know
why,
she's
why
a hoe,
you,
and yes, we don't judge people or whatever the case may be. But if you know up front that your girlfriend is a whore, why would y'all even go out together? Like,
exactly.
Because,
I
like I said,
like,
she doesn't bring it to me. Like, even when we go out to the bars and we're drinking together, because I've always told her from when I first met her and I found out how she was, I always told her, if I'm out with you, don't do that shit when I'm around. because I'm not like that. I don't play that shit. I don't want to be associated with it. So when we're out together, she carries herself like a lady. She don't, like, she does that shit in the privacy of her own home, whatever. Do you, that's your house. I don't give a fuck. Don't bring that shit around me. And she's never brought it around me. This is the first time she's ever done some shit like that out of character around me, and it really pissed me off.
But knowing that she's like that, I mean, you know, you saying that you know she a slut, she a hoe, or are you saying all this out of anger now because of what happened?
No,
because
she's,
see,
she's a whore.
No, I'm being serious. Because if
point.
I know somebody that's a hoe and a slut, I don't give a fuck how cool I am with you. I am not hanging with you because they say birds and a feather flock together.
But you know what? To her defense, I will say, I had a friend that was not, you know what, she was what she was, okay? But at the end of the day, I wouldn't allow her to come around anybody that I was with. Or
okay.
If the one time that I allowed her to come around somebody that I was with, I made sure that he had a friend for her. So this
well, that's
just,
what
like,
I did.
Fully,
this, I made
you know,
sure
she was fully
that,
occupied. But see, the difference between my
she
friend and your friend,
she
but, I'm going to tell you. The difference between my friend, well, my old friend and her friend is, my old friend, she didn't care. She would meet him, hey, how you doing, have some drinks, da-da-da-da. The next, you know, she's in the backseat of the car, and she's good, you know. So, therefore, she's so occupied in doing what she do that she didn't care. All right, well, you know what, they're together, it's cool. That's why I can say that I trusted her to a certain
extent. Okay, wait, what is all that scraping going on in the background? It's all in my head.
I don't know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can hear it too. I don't know what that is.
Not me.
It ain't me. It's not me.
But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes whores can be loyal. I crack myself up.
You're right. And like you said, if you're going to bring somebody around that person, make sure that there's a friend for her. I made sure there was a friend for her, and the bitch still came out of pocket. Like so.
But you know what? It wasn't the friend she wanted.
Yeah, obviously.
It wasn't the one she wanted. See, what I did was I knew how she was, and with me being with the guy that I was with, okay, he know how his friend is. I let him know. She a whore. If they want a quick fix or whatever, she's the girl. She's the go-to girl. And sure enough, he got a whore to go with the whore that was my friend, and they hooked up. But then but you know what? I can't even say it was the last time she did it. That was the last time that she even asked to go out with me because the guy did her dirty. And you know what? She got what she deserved. Your time was going to come because you had a man at home and you were still doing dirt anyway.
Wow.
So therefore, that time came. But you just got to make sure that, okay, you know what? I know her background. I know her history. Sometimes, you know, the friends we pick, they loyal sometimes. But you always got the ones that are real sneaky, like the snake story or whatever.
She never did me, and like that's why I said she never did me dirty like that. All the years I've known her, she's never done me dirty, never. So, like I said, she must really be feeling some type of way about dude, because for you to do some shit like that, and that whole I was drunk shit, that doesn't fly with me. I don't.
How long have y'all been friends?
6 years.
6 years?
6 years.
Hmm. I mean, that's a good
one. And I've had friends that I've been friends with for 11, 12 years that did me fucking dirty. Like, not as far as a man's concerned, but just other shit. But like I said, she's never the whole entire time we've been friends, never.
Was you telling her stories about what was going on?
No, I don't tell any of my girlfriends about anything that I get in the bedroom because bitches are grimy. I already know.
Okay, but did you tell her, like, y'all really like this guy, you know, he treats you nice, makes you feel good, anything like that in that scenario?
Like, well, yeah, we talked about stuff like that. She knew what it was. Like, she was around for the situation. She, like I said, I never brought him around her. Like, we never hung out with her. But she's been there on the phone with me when I was with him, and she's called me nights when I was going through things. Like, yeah, so she knows the situation. Absolutely.
And that's exactly why she tried the dumb stuff that she did. Mm-hmm. But because you know what? Even with her,
she's dealing with, is it like off and on guys or is it like a steady relationship?
No, this is the situation. Her boyfriend, her kid's father has been in jail for the past six years.
Damn.
She'll let you know, look, I do what the fuck I do. I'm grown. I pay my bills. I don't got to answer to nobody, whatever. She doesn't just go out. Like, she doesn't, I'm not, okay, maybe she's not a whore. Maybe she's just promiscuous. She doesn't go out and just, like, fuck random guys. I mean,
no,
she has.
You're trying to clean it up. She's a whore. Come on now.
There's
you
guys that
she. The whore.
There's guys that she is friends with that she sleeps with. It's just several of them. It's not one or two. There's quite a few. And, I mean, it's people she's been friends with for years, I guess, since her baby father's been locked up, whatever.
Yeah.
That she's
a whore. I mean,
yeah, I guess, basically,
there's
really.
Enough divas, there's enough divas and a Don on this line. I think we all agree. She's a whore. Do we agree?
She was throwing them at home, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, she definitely. And like I said, I turned around and caught her doing it.
Yeah, she was throwing that at him. And you didn't get a chance to hit her. She's going to throw it at him again.
Well, he doesn't ever go around her. And like I said, his boy is done with her. Like, his boy called her and was like, you dirty fucking bitch, if I caught anything from you, I'm going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. Like, he went in on her.
And you know what? Just what you saying that, Melinda, where do you find these people? Okay. You better say he called her up, talk about calling her all these names or whatever, if he caught something. You know what, fool? If you didn't strap up when you was with this chick, you the fool, and you should catch something.
And that's what I said. I said, because I told him, wait, when I introduced y'all, I told you how she was. And I said the same thing to him. I said, so if your ass caught something, it's your own dumb fault because you should have been using condoms. Oh, it was only one time. I don't give a fuck. It only takes one time. That's your stupidity. But he called her and went in on her like he don't deal with her no more. Nobody talks to her like she's really alone right now.
Well,
and
I don't
her
think
she's
going to be alone
friend.
For long.
Well, no, of course not.
I don't think she's going to be alone for long, but it sounds like she's kind of hot in between the spot. You know?
Absolutely.
She's kind of hot in between the spot. And she finds homeboy very, very attractive for her to even take a chance like that to be like, flashing and everything, knowing you're there, that's like a real bold move right there.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think she thought he was going to say anything to me. Like, I thought she really thought she was going to get away with that shit and it was just never going to be known.
No.
Wow.
I don't know. She tried to call me. She's been calling me for 2 weeks now. I don't want to say I don't have, like, when I say the friendship is done, it's done. Like I said, I've ended 12-year friendships for less. Like, this, that's just some disrespectful shit. You cross the line. You don't do shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like her kid's father come home from jail, move back in the house. I go over there, and I'm flashing my titties all over the living room. Like, that's not cute. Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, she does it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
She don't have no problem with doing it.
Nope.
No, and that's the bad part about it.
Mm-hmm.
She has kids. How old is this female?
She's 37.
37?
Mm-hmm.
She has kids?
Let me not put her business all out there. Y'all going to have me saying her name in a minute.
No, well, you know, I just want to know, does she have kids?
She has two kids.
Two kids. Wow.
Two daughters, a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Wow. A 14-year-old and 11-year-old.
Yep.
And they was in a house at that time?
No, they're away at camp.
Oh, so she really in a...
That's one
really
thing I can say about her. She doesn't do it in the house if her kids are home. Not that that makes the situation any better,
that
but she doesn't do it in front of her kids.
You know, I'm the devil's advocate that you know of. Because you know what? Sometimes our girlfriends, they won't tell us everything. And if she acts the way that you say that she acts and the way you explaining, you best believe those kids go to sleep, mom's getting busy.
Well, I know. Well, yeah, you're probably right about that. But I know most weekends her kids aren't home on the weekends, and I know that's when she does most of her entertaining. But yeah, you're definitely right. It could go that way as well.
I don't know. I don't know. And you said homeboy has been doing real good right now, right?
Yes, absolutely. I give him credit
okay,
to the fullest.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that he would actually try something with her with you not around?
No, absolutely not. No.
But you don't think he would do that?
Absolutely not. And like I said, him and I, we're not exclusive. We're not committed to one another. Like I said, I'm not putting my heart on my sleeve. And do I think maybe he sleeps with other females? Of course, he's a man. But do I think
Wait. So you with your man, you hugging your man, she flashes you while you with your man, you turn around, you catch her, her man is upstairs, y'all not friends no more, but this is your man, and he sleeps around, and y'all not exclusive.
No, I'm not saying he sleeps around. I'm not saying that at all. And he, no, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not, because I wouldn't.
Let me help you with what you just said. You just said that you and a guy, you know, y'all together or whatever, and if I'm not mistaken, you said that you're not committed to each other, and that do you think that he's sleeping with other people? He might be. He's a man, you know.
What I meant to say is, do I think it's a possibility he could be? Not that I think he is. It's a possibility he could be. Like I said, we're not committed. We're not in a committed relationship. I could be sleeping with other people if I chose to.
Okay,
I chose not to because I'm not that type of female.
So you were going to hate your friend because she's your friend.
Exactly. So this is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah,
if y'all not in a committed relationship, why would you get mad?
Because him and I are working on things. We were in a relationship. And like I said, if you remember on the last show, I had gotten into how shit went south, whatever, and I had stopped dealing with him. He came back to me, told me, look, this is the situation. I started catching feelings. I got scared. Okay, I understand that because I've caught feelings before and got scared too. It's some scary shit when you catch feelings for somebody and you don't know how they feel about you. I understand that. He has stepped it up 200%. So even though we're not 100% back to where we were, like, we're working on that. That's why I say we're not in a committed relationship. Like, I don't tell everybody, oh, that's my man. No, that's my dude. Like,
okay. I got a question.
Okay.
I got a question. For those of you who wasn't on the show last time, Melinda was on the show, okay? And Melinda's question was, if you're in a relationship and the person's not giving you that much attention or whatever, do you stay or do you get attention elsewhere? That was, I think, the topic last time when she was on, okay?
Right.
Now, everybody gave her feedback on it or whatever. But last time, you and your dude was still you guys were together because you didn't know what to do. You didn't know if you were going to step and be with somebody else or whatever the case was.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're back, pretty much, and you're saying that the same dude from last time, he stepped up or whatever. You guys are not in a committed relationship, but you're trying to work it out. And
because after the last time,
feelings.
I did
he
step.
Feelings. Okay.
Which
he
is why
feelings.
He was acting funny. He got distant because he caught feelings and he didn't know how to act. He didn't know how to react on the feelings.
But can I ask you a question? I mean, not for nothing.
Sure.
We're all adults. We're all adults here. Now, how can you try and work out a relationship with somebody or try and build with someone and you guys aren't committed? Like, I don't understand. Like, the whole concept of building together to make it work is to be committed. So, therefore, I know if someone asks me, oh, so, hey, you know, what's up? You know, how's your man? My man is good. Do you think your man is cheating? Hell no, he better not be. You know, that's my answer.
No, I'm not saying
so
I think he's cheating.
A little bit.
I'm not saying I think he's cheating. I absolutely don't think he is. And we're together way too much for him. Do I think it's a possibility that he could be with another female? Absolutely, I think it's a possibility. Like I said, men are men. They do what they do, just like women are women. They do what they do. If you're, who's to say what tomorrow brings? Like I said, we're together all the time. I really don't think he's cheating on me, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not committed right now because I don't want to be committed because of how shit happened the last time. Like, I'm not with anybody else. Don't get me wrong. I don't sleep around. That's not me. Like, if I'm with you, I'm with you. But I don't want that title because of shit, how shit got the last time. I don't want to put my heart on my sleeve and end up with my feelings hurt.
Right.
Is basically
but, you know,
what I'm saying.
But just a word of advice, and I mean, I don't know if you guys will agree with me or not, but a word of advice. When you're trying to build a relationship with someone and you're trying to build, like, you guys are together and, you know, you're sexing each other and stuff like that, you do want to be with that person and be committed. And
mm-hmm.
to me, it's like if you guys are going to build, you need to build together. So therefore, okay, some people don't like labels, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. If you guys aren't committed, but you're building, it's never going to work because you can't be not committed and try and build together. You have to be committed and build. And you have to have like that faith and that trust and know that he's loyal to you. So therefore, if someone says, okay, well, do you think he's being with somebody else? No, I don't think he's being with nobody else. But you can't come with the answer like, oh, you know, a man is a man. No, because if the man is loyal to you and the man is committed to you, no matter what, he's not going to be trying to, you know, do anything different than try and be with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm not saying it right, but to me it's
no,
like...
No, you are saying it exactly right. Maybe I'm not wording it. Maybe committed is not the word I'm looking for. Maybe we are committed, but like I
yeah,
said,
I
the
mean,
whole title thing, like, I don't...
You can... Some people don't like titles, which is completely understandable. You know, some people don't like titles. They don't want titles, this, that, and the other. But as long as you two know that, listen, we're building together, we're bonding together, we're trying to build this, you know, this union together, it's supposed to be you and I. Because I know if somebody comes to me and they're like, oh, okay, hey, you know, what's going on? How's your man? Oh, he's good. You know, oh, he's good. Yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, okay, do you think he's sleeping with somebody else? My answer is going to be hell no. It's going to be hell no. That's my man. He's sleeping in my bed. We share a union together, and this is what we're trying to do. So you don't want it to seem like, because that could be another reason why your friend reacted the way that she did, because you guys don't have that committed relationship. You know, so the point that I was trying to make was, were you upset because that's your friend? Because if you think to yourself, okay, a man's a man, a man didn't have to tell you that your friend was flashing him. He could have just been like, okay, whatever, titties look good. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I said he didn't have to tell me, and I give him respect for telling me because I think most men, well, I want to say most men because I don't want to put all men in the same category, but I think a lot of men, just like a lot of women, wouldn't have said anything. They would have just went along with it.
Right.
It goes the same.
Sound
like a lot of
confusion
in here.
You think if it was back then, when all that was going on, he would have told you something?
Oh, yeah, I think he still would have told me because, like I said, it wasn't a matter of back then anybody was, there were people were, where there was no cheating going on. It wasn't that type of situation. It just wasn't the, I didn't feel I was getting the attention I deserved. You're always out with your boys at the club. I don't have... Like, you can't be in a relationship with me and you're always out with your dudes. Like, that's not how shit works. So that's why I had said, if you feel you're not getting that attention, do you step out of the relationship or do you just get the attention somewhere else? And I stepped out of the relationship.
Wow.
Sound like a confusion to me.
Yeah, because, you know, I still say this dude ain't the one for you. You still don't have that feeling that you really want. He's like, you know what he is? He's like your friend with benefits, to be truthful with you. That's what he is. He's a friend with benefits.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that right now. But I'm okay with that right now.
Okay, so why are you getting so upset? So like the last caller said, so you're not upset because he flashed your man. You're upset because that's your friend and she did it.
I'm absolutely upset about both. because that's still somebody I have feelings with, and that's somebody that I deal with. Like, I'm not going to sit here in front and be like, oh, I don't care about him, whatever, it's just we're cool. No, I absolutely have feelings for him.
Are you comfortable being a friend with benefits? That's my question.
I am, because I don't want to put my heart out there like that again. So until shit gets better and shit changes, then that's what it's going to be. Like, and I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. As long as you don't put Joe nowhere else. Because I don't put mine anywhere else. That's how I feel about that situation.
Well, if it's with benefits, it's going to be, he's going to do what he want to do, and I don't know. It's a lot of confusion in this one.
It's a whole lot of confusion because I'm trying to, like, figure this out here, and I'm really not getting it. And you know what? We have another call on the line because this topic is so interesting right now. hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank
you.
Boy.
My name is Karen.
Okay, I got a Dawn with me. Okay. Do you have a topic for this evening?
I caught a little bit of it because I just walked in the door and just dialed a number. I caught a little bit of it, but I'm going through the same thing as that female. But what you need to realize, once y'all establish that friendship, that's what it's going to be. Until y'all decide to take it further than that. Like, I mean, just like my little whatever, she do her, I do me. At the end of the day, we still, you know what I mean?
I don't mean to lie. You just call you whatever. Okay,
that's what she is right now, whatever.
I could go with that. Okay, go ahead.
She's just a friend. I mean, she was my ex for a certain amount of years, you know what I mean? But we decided to call it quits. But once we established we're going to be friends, there's no getting mad about what we do because there's no relationship no more. It's like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Until we decide to bring it back, then we do what we do.
But have y'all established that y'all agreed that it's okay for y'all to do you?
Yes. But she gets mad at what I do. I don't know why, but I'm like, listen, we're not together, so... like, I'm not going to sit around and wait for you to decide on what you want to be. So you got to, like, toss it up in the air.
It's like you got to take the bitter with the sweet.
But I think
you do.
You know what it is? I think that what Melinda's not saying is exactly what it is, you know, between her and her, you know, her and her man. It's, you know,
yeah,
she had said,
sleeping
okay.
Around. They're still sleeping together.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely sleeping together. I never said we weren't. And like I said, we have feeling for each other. We don't fuck other people. Like,
I don't see how y'all could. I mean, y'all got to get that. Once
y'all
get to that point, well, okay, like, listen.
Man.
Y'all got to.
Did I hear you say early I couldn't talk at that time? But didn't you say that you think that because he's a man, he was sleeping around or something?
No. I said, do I think it's a possibility that it could happen? Yes, I do think it's a possibility that it could happen.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
But the whole friends with benefit things, like I said, if that's what it is, I'm okay with I don't have a problem with that.
Uh-uh.
Because,
so
like I said,
imagine,
I'm not willing at this point in time to put my heart on my sleeve and end up getting my feelings hurt. Like, I'm good with the way things are.
But you would really want to put yourself as being the friend with benefits and he's out here with whoever else?
But
that's
not
thing.
What it is.
And you said you're looking to make it work.
But how you going to make it work and there's no titles? You know, just because you're sleeping together, that's the booty call right there. Or that's
yeah, but don't you have to be friends? But don't you have to be friends with somebody before you could be anything?
Not necessarily.
Okay, but even if we go back to when you were first on the show, this is your man. You can, you know, you held him down, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He got out.
Yeah,
you upgraded him, you know, or whatever. So y'all was friends first. Y'all started sleeping together, whatever the case may be. You upgraded your friend, you know.
Right.
You helped him out. You upgraded him. So the friendship has already been established. You guys started sleeping together, whatever the case may be. So now it's kind of like, okay.
We went
backwards,
basically.
Kind of, yeah, because you said, oh, I mean, not to feel like that, but yeah, kind of, because you start off as friends, you held them down, whatever the case may be, then y'all were sleeping together, you felt some kind of way because he wasn't giving that attention that, you know, that he started giving
mm-hmm.
in the beginning, so you were going to step, so now you stepped, he saw you stepped, and didn't like that cold shoulder, so now he's like, all right, I'm doing better, so now he's doing 200% better, like you said, but
mm-hmm.
you guys are, like, going around in circles. You know, you can
sleep
with anybody.
Because what may have happened to the reason he came back is because whatever he was out there doing, his game has played out. Because he needed to go. No.
Oh, God.
No. Like I told you, I've been there, done that. His game has gotten played out there in the street, so he had no other choice but to come back to you.
Nah,
so
he's the guy.
I'm gonna help you out.
He does way more for me. Listen, you could get pussy anywhere. He's not using me for pussy because you can get that any fucking way. You don't. This is an adult show.
But you know,
you
what?
Don't have to get that from me. You could get that anywhere. But what I'm saying is, he's definitely not using. He does way more for me than I do for him now. So as far as him, he's definitely not using me. And like I said, sex, you could get that anywhere. Like, that's definitely not.
I think the point that they're trying to make sure that you get is that, you know what, you got to establish, if you're gonna say we're working on it, we're building on it, there should be some type of commitment from both people. Okay, if you don't want to say, okay, that's my man, you calling him your dude. I don't know the difference between, like, your dude and a man or whatever the case may be. I don't know the difference personally because me, I'm with the man. So, therefore, I know exactly what I'm getting from him. So, when you say my dude, I'm like, okay, is that her boo? Is that her friend? You know, like, what is it? But my thing is, you can't be out there acting a fool or gonna act a fool because somebody slashed somebody that you have the mentality like a man's gonna be a man. You know what I'm saying?
And he's just a friend with benefits. If he a friend with benefits, fuck it. Anybody can flash.
That's what it is.
Exactly. And benefits. A friend can. Anybody can flash it. It doesn't matter who.
That's where I was lost at. But
exactly.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Why
if
are you getting pissed
if you just
then?
See
because
him as a dude and no more, and you're not working on it, then
no.
You
but we
really
are
be
working
upset.
On it.
Oh my!
You're working on it without a label, pretty much. Just so we're.
I get
working,
like if
you're working on
commitment.
It a label.
If you want to call it commitment, there's commitment. I just don't want to put a label on it and be like we're in a relationship, like. We're working on things. Like, you can't.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't
so,
like that whole relationship
yeah,
title
yeah.
shit.
The relationship is
everybody's
like somebody
so
saying
quick.
They love you.
No, because everybody's
right.
so quick to be like, oh, I'm in a relationship. Half the people that say they're in a relationship really not in a relationship. They just like that title.
No, but you know what? And that's but I'm gonna break it down to you though. You say half the people that say they're in a relationship really isn't a relationship, they like the title. But the difference is it's established. That's the difference.
Right.
The person knows exactly what they're getting themselves into. You're kinda going in blindfolded, like, well damn, you know, he's my dude. You know, which is different than, I guess, from being my man because you're in a relationship with your man, but he's your dude. The difference between your situation and the other person's relationship is they have a title. So, therefore, with whatever they're doing, they have a title and they should be committed. Him being your dude, is he your dude and anybody else's dude? But you just got to know what you're doing for yourself, you know?
You don't think you could be committed without having a title?
Committed
to
who?
I ain't. And listen, if it's a friend with benefits, this bitch got to pay my rent, my electric, my damn car payment. He going to be doing a whole lot of shit.
I'm saying committed to who? Like, because me personally, I'm too old. You know, I'm being honest with you. I'm too old to be having my dude or my friends with benefits or some
right.
or my booty partner or whatever you want to call. I'm too old for that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's too many diseases and stuff like that. And sometimes the things that you like to do, you want to be able to commit that to one person. That's not something that you want to share. And exactly what he's giving you, you don't want to share that. So I'm saying to you is, as long as you good with your situation, then that's all that matters. Our opinion is just our opinion. We base on our opinion from what you're saying. But at the same time, you just got to know, you know what? There is a no label. I don't want to put a label on it because if I put a label on it, you know, and then I put my heart, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and then what?
Right.
It's okay to be afraid, but that's why you have to know what you're doing with the man that you're with. That's why the friendship, to me, I'll call it a friendship for you. The friendship that you guys have, you know, the way you guys hook up and the way he's always there, I think you guys are trying to, like, make something or build something, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
where there might not be anything to build it with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There might, because you're not setting, as women, we got to set that boundary line somewhere. You know what I'm saying? We got to set that boundary line because if you cool being a friends with benefits, that's where you're going to stay, friends with benefits.
And that's mm-hmm. what he's going to label you as. And you're going to always, it's going to be problems. That friend ain't the only one that's going to be flashing. It's something else going to be flashing later.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that, though. I'm secure in what I have. Like, I'm not worried about him.
Whoa.
Like I said, yes, it's a possibility because people do what they do, whatever. It is what it is. But I know where he's at night. I know where he's at work all day. And when he gets out of work, I'm the person he's with. Like, so really,
but you know what?
I'm not worried about that happening.
It only takes 5 minutes to do it. It only takes five minutes.
It takes longer than 5 minutes.
Shit. Trust and believe, honey. Don't let the green grass fool you.
Girl, I'm really, like, I'm not worried. And like I said, I'm just living my life, enjoying it, doing me right now, and I'm not going to put my heart out there and end up having my feelings hurt. I'm not doing it. So for now, it is what it is, and that's what it's going to be.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with whatever you two establish and do. Seriously, because, you know, things like that, people do getting seriously hurt. It could be mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, because when the boy's down, look like somebody's playing with somebody's feelings, bottom line. I may be wrong, but, you know, like the guys that just got on was saying, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, it's friends. I don't know. I'm confused, man.
Yeah, but
he said that
him and her do them. Like, me and this, we don't do us. It's a me and him thing. It's not a me, him, and everybody else thing. If you're with somebody and you both agree that you're going to go sleep with other people and you're going to go out with other people and then you agree on that, that's you. Like, that's not our thing. That's not what we do. Like, if you establish that, then that's fine.
It's been so much contradicting. That's why I said I keep getting confused because one minute it was like, yeah, do I think he's doing this, doing that? Yeah, he's a man. And
no,
then again,
not that
just,
I think
you know,
he is.
Y'all living together.
Is it a possibility?
I mean,
yes, it's a possibility. It's a possibility I could walk out in the street and get hit by a bus tomorrow. That's a fucking possibility. Like, anything possible.
Well, I mean,
I don't
get upset. I'm just
saying. No, not at all. But I'm just saying, like, I don't put anything past anybody. Like, I feel like because of what we've been through in the past, do I trust him 100% right now? No, I'm trying to work on that. But I don't trust him because he's cheated on me in the past. I don't trust him because of how he acted towards me in the past. Like, it doesn't have anything to do.
Okay, well, are you really losing? You don't trust him because he cheated on you?
No, I said I don't trust him. It doesn't have me not trusting him doesn't have anything to do with him cheating. That's not why I don't trust him. I don't trust him because of how he treated me
in that whole situation because I wasn't getting the attention I deserved. I wasn't getting any time. I wasn't getting any attention. That's why I don't trust him 100%. Not that I don't trust what he's – I trust what he's doing when he's not around me. I don't trust him 100% with my heart, and that's something that you have to earn. You break that. Like, I can't just give you my heart 100%.
Okay, not to get in your business. Okay. Did he break your heart, though? Like, for real. Like, before, did he break your heart? Because
he didn't break my heart, but that shit hurt me.
I missed what I missed.
I understand what she's saying, but it's like it's coming out in a whole different format. That like you just
do not understand
break your heart,
why my
but it hurts. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's like you're saying it in a totally different format in a negative way. You know what I mean? Like you just said, he didn't break your heart, but he hurt you.
Right.
But how did he hurt you? I'm sorry.
Because I wasn't – because if, I don't know if you remember the last – come on, give it to me. I don't remember if I told you that in the beginning, like when he first came home, we were – together all the time, we were going out doing things together, da 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 da, and then all of a sudden, the distance started coming, like the phone calls got less, the time got less, and that's where my question came in. If you don't feel you're getting the attention, do you step out of the relationship or do you just leave it alone?
Right.
So
what,
because we were so close, and I didn't have until now, I didn't have an explanation as to why that shit happened. I didn't know why he was distancing himself from me. Like I thought, damn, what the. Really, like, what the hell happened? So, yeah, my feelings were hurt. No, my heart was not broken, but that it hurt me. So I don't trust you 100% with my heart yet. That's something you have to gain back. Like, you can't just...
Okay.
So this is what I mean. You said you don't trust him, but you don't believe, you don't think that he would actually do something to your friend that was flashing him?
No. I trust him 100% as far as what he does when I'm not around. I don't, however, trust him 100% where my feelings are concerned because of what happened the last time. It doesn't have anything to do with him cheating. He wasn't cheating on me. That wasn't the issue.
It's the fact that he shied away from you or whatever and was being distant. Things changed.
Right.
Right. So you don't trust him because of that. That's why
right. Who's to say that his feelings won't get strong again this time and he won't do the same shit? That's why I'm not willing to put 100% into it until he shows me that's not what's going to happen.
But has he been in, like, a long-term relationship before?
Has he been?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I only ask that question because usually people who haven't been in a long-term relationship or a committed relationship,
mm-hmm.
usually people like that tend to get scared and they... you know, shy down a little bit, or if the person had been hurt before.
Right, and that's what it was.
His
last relationship, yeah. He was hurt, it was long-term, and I think it scared him. His feelings kind of made him scared.
But you don't think that having a label and both people being committed will give him the reassurance that he needs?
Maybe you're right, yeah.
Because what to me is like what you guys are pretty much doing is, okay, babe, we're together, we're always together, we're having sex, this, that, and the other, you know, we're building on something, but what are you building on, you know?
And he absolutely calls me, this is my girl, when he introduces me to people, this is my girl, like, but I'm not willing to give that because I don't want to get hurt, and it's 100% me, like, now I'm the one that's scared. Now I'm the one that's like, well, damn, you did it to me once before. How do I know? Like, I need him. Like, it's really going to take some time before I can absolutely be like, okay, we're good.
But, you know, it's a chance that you take. You know, it's like it's a chance that you take. And I think that with you, I just think that without you guys having any type of label or definition, not even a label of definition of what you're doing, I think that that's going to be your downfall because nobody is defining what you're doing. You know, it's pretty much like, okay, he'll introduce you as my girl, but now you're feeling like, all right, well, you hurt me before, and I'm going to be honest with you. To me personally, things weren't all what you wanted them to be the first time, you know.
Right.
And maybe to him it was like, all right, whatever, because I remember the story from last time, you know.
Yep.
So everybody's attitude was like, oh, okay, well, you know, pretty much he, you know, you upgraded him, but you upgraded him for somebody else, pretty much, you know, in that, you know, he had just got out of, you know, the, you know, his situation.
Mm-hmm.
So with him just getting out, that he needed time to, you know, sow his royal oats, you know, to do what he
yeah.
do. But to me, it's like, without you defining what you're doing, you're going around in circles, to me personally. I mean, that's just my opinion. Without having a definition of what you're doing, you're going around in circles. If, to me, you have to lay it on a line, either where booty call, we're just going to have booty calls, we're going to be friends with benefits, we're going to have a relationship where both people are committed to each other, or we'll just see each other whenever, you know, and then you can decide which one are you going to build on, you know, because if it's a booty call, you don't build with them, you know.
Oh, absolutely not.
Friends with benefits, you don't build with them. That's just your friends that you can go to from time to time to enjoy yourself. But
mm-hmm.
a relationship is what you build on, you know. So I think that you might be a little scared, but at the same time, I think your scaredness might end you by yourself in the end result.
Right, and I've thought about that.
You know, it might end you by, it might land you by yourself in the end result, because you're not really saying, well, damn, babe, you know, I love you, I want to be with you, da-da-da, I'm scared. It's, to me, let them know you're scared. Let them know how you feel the last, how you feel last time the situation went the way that it did. Mm-hmm. And he has to give you some type of reassurance that he wants mm-hmm. the commitment now, you know, the commitment that does come with the, the, you know, the bubble stomach and stuff like that, you know, the heart
right.
skipping a beat, you know, you, that's what it comes with. But you, to me, you got to define it. Otherwise, you're going to go round and round in circles, and
mm-hmm.
eventually you'll find yourself by yourself without this one, you know.
Yeah.
Right, and I, like I said, I've thought about that.
We getting way too
old. I'm not getting old. I'm not getting old.
Listen,
you're
getting old, too.
I'm not getting old.
I hear you, Cat.
But what do you guys think, Dons? What do you think? Like, do you think that it's like a lose-lose situation? Do you think she should put, like, a definition on what she's trying to do? What do y'all think? I mean, from a male's perspective.
I
gave my opinion from a male perspective.
Make everything better.
Well, look, we got new information that we didn't have before. So
my thing is, I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't want to, if you really not feeling like there's something there between you and this guy, you need to leave him alone. Because, like I told you before, it was a reason why she was flashing him.
It
once
is.
Again, if you want to be just friends with benefits, leave it like that. Once again, don't catch no type of feeling. Don't try to work on something if it's not going to be a positive thing.
But at the same token, don't get pissed off when somebody, you know, even if it is your friend, when she flashing. If it's friends
with benefits. What I'm saying is, like, I'm mainly focusing on her.
Right.
You know, that's what she's going to mostly put, you know, all her effort and her time into. You understand? But if you feel like y'all working on something after everything went through, but you don't trust him like that and you're not committed to him, then there's no reason for you to even try working on it, because it's not going to work.
It's going to always be a wall up. It's going to be a wall there.
And what's
going to
happen is, it might be that one day you're walking down the street with him and his eyes just twitch a little. And all negative vibes is going to come back. No, I'm serious. All negative vibes is going to come back. You understand?
Yeah.
Because all it takes is one little mistake. And he probably won't mean nothing by it. I don't know. But all it takes is that one little thing to make everything go back to you thinking in the past.
Yeah.
So unless you really feel like you could block everything out and you really want to work on it, where you could trust him and be committed to him and know he could be committed to you, and don't think about, well, maybe he is out doing something with somebody else.
Right.
You might as well leave it alone.
Yeah.
You'd be a better than simple.
Well, it's good to get a man's perspective on the thing.
Yeah, because it lets you know exactly what it is from a man, you know, from a man. This is you know, their opinion of it. So it's like, all right,
I'm
we can tell you as females, but.
Men are dogs.
Oh, yeah?
90%.
Oh, yeah?
I know I got a bell on the line, but I'm getting up. 90% of men are dogs.
90%?
And some females are too. Some females are too.
The reason why I say 90%, because you got half of the dudes out here that's locked up. Some of them is undercover. Some of them is married and still out doing their thing. And
right.
You got the ones that's really, you know, going correct. You understand? That's why I say 90%. I'm not saying all of them is dirty or whatever, but you got to realize, like I always say, if you got a female running down the street butt naked, no matter how she looks towards a bunch of guys, and she says she want to go home and do something, 9 out of 10 of those guys is going to do something.
One of them anyway.
Now, if you got a dude running down the street towards a bunch of females that's butt naked, and she got females there, and he say, all right, I want one of y'all to come home with me, they're going to look at him and be like, what did you say? Somebody call the police. It might be one female that figured in the back of her mind, I'll go do something. But she ain't going to let her girlfriend know.
Exactly. So.
You understand? It's a lot of, you know, things you have to look at in that situation. You know, I don't know if you got kids, but if you got kids also, you got to think about that too.
She said that she don't have any.
I think
no kids for me.
No, I would say it's like 80%. I mean, I think that there is some good guys out there who can commit, you know, and that 10%, that 90%, leaving that 10%, you know, it's, I don't know. It's like, to me, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt until they give you a reason to put them in that 90 percentile, you know.
No. I'm a man. I'm telling you, it's 90%.
That's not good.
You want to go on with your 80? You go on with your 80.
But that's not.
I'm
but that's not good.
90%. It's not.
That's not good.
But see, I'm not going to sit here and say 80% when me growing up as I am and been through everything I've been through and knowing everything I know for a fact. You understand?
So what's your opinion? I'm gonna tell you, huh? What's your opinion about the females then? What percentile
the
is
female?
That? Yeah.
It's 90% of y'all also.
Really want that number?
It's 90% of y'all also. Because you know what? You got females that's
really
out
want
here.
That number.
And when you know what message y'all females up? Because when y'all got a man and things ain't going good and I got a good man, y'all want to go to the next dude with money. You understand?
All day.
That's what
thank you,
y'all
you
know,
come on now.
Exactly. That's
John
what
Don
is
or
saying.
Something else.
Instead of y'all thinking I got a good man here, I'm going to make this work. No, what y'all do is, y'all go to that man, I got that money, and I think y'all going to have it, and it's going to be all glimmer and all that, and then the girlfriend coming around and all that. That's what messes y'all up. That's why I say 90%.
Wow.
And then when they don't get what they want, they be back. That's why you leave the door open for them.
You know what? That's my, you know what? I wish I could clap the five right now. I just tell you, high five.
High five, right? They be back.
Uh-huh.
But I think, you know what? I think that the men, you know, I think I can agree with you to a certain extent. But to me, I think it's more the men who are in the relationship and the road starts to get bumpy and the men tend to stray because they think that the grass is greener on the other side. Yes, it is.
I know
there's a lot of females that would say they're out there busting their butt, holding everything down, and their man decides to stray.
You know what that is? That's the 10% of the women that I'm talking about.
I say more
that's
than 10%. I got to check your stats on the computer. I think it's more than...
Well, let me know.
I think it's more than...
I'm going to say it's a guy that goes... You know,
it
is. No, because I'm going to tell you why. Because like I said, guys, is, you know, men is dogs. It's like females is cats. Men is dogs. You understand? So you got to realize, if a man look at a female... Let's say you walk down the street, right? And... Let's say you got 10 dudes there, and the first female that walked by, The dude gonna turn around and look at her butt, right?
Yes, he is.
You tell me, you the man. You tell me, you the man.
Exactly.
Giving
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's gonna be it's gonna be 9 out of those 10 dudes that look at that female butt.
No, I think it's gonna be 10 out of 10. I think it's gonna be 10 out of 10.
No, it's not. You know
it
why? Because a guy. Because you know what? Once a female is walking down the street, a guy observes the head. And once he sees that head, he's gonna turn around and he's gonna look. You understand?
10 out of 10.
The majority of nine tenths of the guys is gonna look. That one guy is not gonna look.
No, I still say that 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah, baby crying. Somebody look this up to the baby.
That's my nephew, he's fine.
Oh, I'm gonna say, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm gonna get ready to say, you see y'all got no kids? Wait, who's that in the background?
You fell off his bike.
Yeah, okay.
You pushed him.
That's not my baby.
He was like, get away from me, I'm on the phone.
Do not pinch the kids, Melinda. Don't be pinching the kids.
Not my baby.
Well, I think it's 10 out of 10. I think 10 guys. I think if there's 10 guys in the road, let's just say walking down the street, and a female walks by and she got big boobs and a big butt, I think all 10 is going to look.
No,
all 10
is not going to
look. Melinda, do you agree?
I think so. But
all 10 is not going to look. It's going to be one out of them that don't look.
Nah, it's going to be 10 out of 10. It's going to be 10 out of 10. And on top of that, it definitely if the girl's boobs or butt is bigger than their girl, yeah, they're going to look.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's where a guy being a man. Because if he knows what he got at home, he's not going to risk what he got out in the street.
Well,
he gonna look. I'm sorry. 10 out of 10
wait,
gonna look.
I just heard my dog's face. What you said? Oh, I thought he said something.
Y'all laugh. Like when you just gotta find your place in your relationship. That's all. play that position.
Right. But see how you change the subject, right? Because you know I'm right. 10 guys, a
no,
female walk by, she got big boobs and a big butt, all 10 gonna look, right?
Yes, I do that. Yes, I do. But if I'm committed with that one, I'm not gonna disrespect that, you know what I mean, my baby.
You still gonna look at the corner of your eye like, huh?
That's why I wear shades.
You gonna look at the corner of your eye like,
I put the shades on so they can't see nothing.
Exactly. That's what both of y'all do. And y'all both sit in there like, no, it's not like that. No, both of y'all gonna look at the corner of your eye and be like, damn. You know, you're not gonna let it be obvious, but y'all gonna look.
Oh, yes. That's honesty.
Exactly.
If a female say they don't look at dudes, they lying.
There you go.
They lying. Listen.
There you go.
That's what I say. So, you know,
okay.
The
I got to get ready to go to work.
Down,
I enjoy
really
y'all
said.
Conversation.
All right. Take care.
All right, sis.
All right. Later.
Melinda, I think you're really all really boiled down to y'all. How you really feel. But wow, we really went overboard.
Yeah. My whole life story is all out there.
What's your final thought for this evening, Melinda?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's your final thought for the evening on this topic?
I don't know. I'm still, like I said, the friendship with her is over on that topic. there's no going back for me on that. That's done. I can't forgive that. That's a wrap. But as far as the other situation is concerned, like I said, I'm not ready 100%. Like, we're committed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I go with other people? No. But I'm not ready 100% to put my heart into it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's make sure you stick with that. Huh?
Yep.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Sure. I want to shout out LB. My number one stalker, Charles, from his number one husky. Oh, that's it, really.
All right, Linda. Like I said, welcome back. Any job is not a problem.
Thank you.
All right. Melinda Moore, Don's Divas. Okay, coming up next, my swagger is crazy. And he will be in the building letting us know what's going on with him, what's been going on with him, and letting us know about his next big events, shorts, and stilettos, and giving away tickets to that event. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
What? You know Hennessy's a friend of me, baby. Everybody, look. Boogie Black. I told you I got somebody fight when I drink that. You got that.
Okay. crazy and I know it. Elevated from the haters, I be looking like I'm floating. Make them burn them up, so it's time to get it toasted. I'm lit it and lighted and loving, now I'm more focused. High up in the air, high up in the air. I look like I'm the motherfucking flyest up in here. Blue to my boots like he wanna jump in there. All up in my leggings, try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen. She's a riot started cause they fight for my attention. If you the freshest thing, then do it, thing. Watch my own ass, who cares what they think? Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, and we know it. Lulu getting money. Lulu by the pastries when they come to cake. Lulu got the bakery, got the total package. Certified to ship. I'm guaranteed to hit, get the game of fresh kids. Cause I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it. The shoes and outfit match the bag that I'm holding. Never trying hard, cause it's easily they know it. Love me in a minute, cause the booty out is poking. Show 'em what you got, show 'em what you got. They ask you what you working with, you tell them it's a lot. Ain't no J-Lo, but it's Lulu from the block. Who keep a winning hand while the loser sit and watch. Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day. Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ. We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ. Call the Simon Says and play whatever we play. Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Because we sexy, we sexy, and we know it.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And what we're doing right now, we're getting in touch with Swagger so he can come on the air. Until we get in touch with Swagger, we're going to hit y'all with this new joint by my man Prestige, Player Player.
I like this. I like this. A lot of dudes spit game, but it's not like this. A little one night love. Girl, I'm loving how you move that there. Don't disrespect, I'm just feeling that groove in here. Smooth caramel face, hazel brown eyes. You 38 waist, got prestige hypnotized. I just want a moment, a few minutes of your time. I know sharing it often, but baby, was so fine. Excuse me, Mr. Navy Jean, how you doing? I mean the bum rush, but I saw you cross the room in. It's like I'm love struck and touched by Cupid. Shorty smiling, looking at me like I was stupid. Bartend, I need another round of whatever she's drinking. Got that combo going, now I'm loving this weekend. Found out we had a lot in common and knew some of the same people. Now we vibing and I'm still pumping the diesel. And so the girlfriend, she vibing with the pimp. Took her home, smash punk, and ain't seen her since. I'm
looking at you from across the road. Damn, baby, trying to do some things to you.
Player, player.
Won't you show me how to fight a move? Then after the club, we can groove.
Player, player.
All that'll be attached to you. Prestigious ain't gon' match for you.
Player, player.
Little baby, just a one-night stand. Understand I can't be your man.
It's like I just left the scene of the crime. Same spot, different night, different bras, new lines. Piece of new talent, only saw it from behind. Hope her face is banging like her design. The only way is to find out, tapped on the shoulder. Said she was 20, but she looked a lot older. Glad her relationship was finally over. Dead a blow scene. Said she been with him since the age of 13. I'm already scheming, shorty so vulnerable. Now ain't I a demon for what I'm about to put her through? Lend my ear, gave her that shoulder to lean on. After a few beers, I was driving a Neon. Back to the back cage, to hit him so slick. I wifey for the night, but we divorced by six. I still got a couple flicks. Holla at a pimp. Morning came, put her out, ain't seen her since.
I'm looking at you from across the road. Damn, baby, trying to do some things to you.
Player, player.
Won't you show me how to fight a move? Then after the club, we can groove.
Player, player.
All that'll be attached to you. Prestigious ain't no match for you.
Player, player.
Little baby, just a one-night stand. Understand I can't be your man.
She was
vibe with light green eyes. And her body was banged with some sexy dives. Come on.
man with me. We both don't know how that
feeling tight and that mood is right, and you want to dance floor under them strobe lights, and you got a little cutie right in front of your sight, let them know that it's on tonight. That's right, if y'all feeling tight and that mood is right, and you want to dance floor under them strobe lights, and you got a little cutie right in front of your sight, let them know that it's on tonight. That's right, don't leave your girl around me if you love her. My games are 1,000, I get them buns buttered. Step your brother, leave her on my kitchen cupboard. Peak cutting, get him sprung and find another. Then burn rubber like them whips on jack strips. I can't hear him crying like music on bad tips. M-O-B, now that's pimp. Forget the name, just remember the limp.
I'm looking at you from across the road. Damn, baby, trying to do some things to you.
Play, play.
Won't you show me how to move? Then after the club, we can groove.
Play, play.
All that'll be attached to you. Prestigious ain't no match for you.
Play, play.
Little baby, just a one night stand. Understand I can't be your man.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ College. And with me right now, I have my swagger. It's crazy. Swagger, welcome to the show.
Radio.
Yeah. All right. Hello? Yo, Swag, what's going on, man?
Same shit, different day, nigga. You know me? Hustle flow.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I know you're doing real big things right now. Real big
I'm trying to, bro. I'm trying to, trying to, trying to, trying to, trying to. All I can do is try.
Well, you know what I want you to do? Let the listeners know who you are and, you know, what you've been doing in the past, like, before we go into the new job.
Okay. My name is Swagger. I'm a promoter. I've been a promoter for 21 years. I've been promoting all around New York City for the last 21 years. I got my next big event. What's the name of this shit? Oh. Let them see Sharks and Toledo edition at Sweet James. Saturday, September 1st, we have a cash prize for the sexiest Toledos, and we're going to get it popping.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, Swagger, you know, I don't let everybody know what's going on. You know, you still dealing with your group right now?
Yeah. I just heard from them last week. They in the studio going hard. They got some new music coming out. So they'll be coming to the show again soon.
All right. Now, besides the Shorts and Stilettos, what else do you have going on?
Oh, after Shorts and Stilettos, I'm doing my first time ever daytime event. Denim and Stilettos down at Iguanas on 54 between 8th and Broadway. That's September 29th, a daytime event. My first time ever doing a daytime event. I got Swagger Like Us, the Swagger Family, the Rock Boys, the Good Girls, and of course my other crew. The Harlem Rap Pack, you know how we do.
No doubt. You know what I want everybody to know, because I've been mentioning the Harlem Rap Pack. Let them know exactly what days you're doing things and where is that with the Harlem Rap Pack.
Oh, the Harlem Rap Pack consists of me, Swagger, Lord Piff, and the Henny Ghost Boogie Black. We do OZ Tavern every second, third, and fourth Saturday. You know, of course, they always do my big events with me. You know, Boogie Black, the Henny Ghost, he got the new song out called Play With Your Chest is Fire. It was produced by DJ Mel Starr and engineered by Lord Piff. So, you know, everybody moving Piff. Right now, Boogie down at Inkwell doing his hosting the After Work Party. My man Lord Piff in the studio, you know, doing his tracks and beats and all that other good shit. You know me, I'm in the streets grinding, keeping everything, you know, I'm in the streets right now. I'm in the streets doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? We all got a job.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what made you decide to call it this event you got going on September 1st, Shorts and Stiletto?
I always do a Shorts and Stiletto event every year. I do a Shorts and Stiletto event every year. That's like me and my Pina White affair. That's like a given every year that's going to happen. It happens either early September, you know, or late August. So this year it's going to happen Labor Day weekend. That's going to be so crazy. If anybody got Facebook, if they go to the event page, they see the ladies up there putting up their stilettos. They want that money. And I ain't gonna lie, they put up some shit. I see some shit. I'm like, yo, I'm glad I got to judge this motherfucker contest. For real, they been posting some shit. I'm like, hey, all right now, don't start no shit. See, but the whole thing, just because you got stilettos, don't mean you can walk in the motherfucker. So that's part of the contest. You got to walk in the joint. You know, I know chicks that go, you know what I'm saying? Well, women, my bad, I'm calling by no chick. I know women, they wear the I'm too cute shoes. They can't move them. They don't dance. They just stand up in the corner. Or they sit their ass down. So, nah. We ain't doing that right there. You got to walk.
Looking like fat mushrooms, marshmallows in their shoes.
You know what I'm saying? So that's an event I do every year. And I do my I do my denim and stiletto affair every year. Do my pink and white every year. I do my, what else I do every year? I do the black tie masquerade ball every year. You know, so that's how I go. You know, it's something I do every year. You know what I'm saying? It's an event that started. I started doing shorts and stilettos like 3 years ago.
Are they actually wearing shorts and stilettos?
Oh, yeah. They're wearing them. They win them. They ain't playing. I ain't gonna lie. They coming there. They do. I just laying the cut. I mind my business. That's why I get involved with that contest, man. Because if it's up to me, everybody win.
Yeah.
Everybody win good as hell.
Now, Swagger, I've been to quite a few of their events. I've noticed you don't never do a VIP. Tell them why you don't deal with that VIP stuff.
Oh, I don't do VIP because I don't feel there's no need for VIP. Ain't nobody more important than nobody. I mean, everybody. You know, everybody on the same level. Everybody there have a good time, party, drink, and mingle and meet new people. I mean, what's VIP? What, you buy a bottle? Okay, buy a bottle, stay your ass in the corner. I'm not roping nobody off and all that. Ain't nobody caged up. Nah, we ain't doing that. I just don't believe in VIP. Now, if you celebrate a birthday with me or whatever, I know I hear people talking about they charge $400 or $500, you know, to get a table. I'm not doing none of that. You want to bring your cake, your balloons, and steal the table. That's it. I'm not with all that right there. That's just too much.
Now, this Shorts and Stiletto events, where is that actually at?
Oh, that's at Sweet Jane. That's a new restaurant, bar, lounge on 106th between 3rd and Lexington. Sweet Jane. That's the new lounge.
Capacity
there, you know, they have an outside little backyard too. So, you gotta come through. You know what I'm saying?
I know you're gonna fill it up. You understand?
Yeah. I told people, limited tickets for this event. Get your tickets early, and ticket holders will be let in first. I'm not one of the promoters that, you know, I sell tickets and just because you're paying that little extra $5 or $10 at the door, I'm going to let you in first. No. Ticket holders will be let in first. You know what I'm saying? They do that, though.
They do that.
So they figure they got the ticket money. Let me get this little $40, $50 at the door. We're not doing that.
I feel you. That's exactly what they do, too. They hit them with a little extra and expect to get in.
A little extra. And that little extra costs you. Because if you jam it up and the person that bought a ticket in advance can't get in, that doesn't decide a good look on you. See, I'm not wearing that on my chest. I'm not wearing that. But you know, my boys Harlem Rat Pack, you know, we got some things going on when that fall comes up.
Yeah, I know you do. So after you do the stilettos, what you have coming up next? Do you have any idea what you got coming up next?
I'm ready done for like the winter. I got September 29th, my first ever daytime party. It's called Tuck Your Whole Summer In. No, it's called Tuck Your Summer In. Denim and Stiletto Edition. Then I got my Masquerade Ball in October. Then I got Black Friday. Then I got my Boots and Minks in December. I'm lined up. I'm good, baby. I'm lined up. While these so-called promoters focus on September, I'm already focused on January.
You know, and that's why I honor you on how you do your business. You just keep it flowing. A lot of promoters, they want to do a party here, then wait for like 3 or 4, you know, months later, then do another one. You understand? When they run low in the pocket, then they want to try to do another one.
They're going to wake up Tuesday and throw a party on a Friday.
Exactly.
And that's when they fall on their face. Tomorrow, my cousin Black, it's his birthday. He's throwing a big block party on Hunt 4 between Columbus and Amsterdam. They close off the block. They're giving out food and supplies to the kids. So, you know, we doing that tomorrow. Then I got OZ Tavern, everybody free, with DJ LA Love tomorrow, me and the Harlem Rap Pack, OZ Tavern tomorrow night. So, you know, I stay busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I stay busy. Like I told you before, when I stop being creative, that's when I think I retire. And I don't think that's having no time soon.
Yeah, I was about to say, the way your mind goes, you know what I mean? Be truthful with you, real talk. Because every time I look, you got something going on.
You got to keep the energy. You got to keep that. That's what's about this business. If you ain't got no energy for it, sit your ass down in the corner and play with the toes.
I definitely feel you. Now, who else is doing this stiletto and shorts? You're doing it solo.
I got Swagger Like Us, which is me and my team. I got the Harlem Rap Pack. I got the Ciroc Boys, which this is their coming out party. The Ciroc Boys with the, and they got the Ciroquettes. And I got my Swagger family, Diva Swag, Sinful Ladies. Who else? Harlem Kisses. Who else is on there? Trendsetters is there. You know my baby's got to be there.
Yeah. No,
Trendsetters is on the bill. You know. I try to keep it real legit. You know what I'm saying? But I got a surprise.
Now,
I'm working on something in October. You know what I'm saying? At a venue that everybody thought is over. And I'll talk to my man today, and he's like, nah, I got something for you. So October, when you see it on my page, don't be like, oh, shit, that nigga Swag to pull that off. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked, because it didn't work. And I told him today, I'm telling you, like, yo, what? Yo, my man, listen, let's talk about it. Let's go to the table. So we want to go to the table and talk about this masquerade ball, and everybody going to be shocked. They thought it was over, Rich. They thought it was over, but it ain't over. That's all I want to say. They thought it was done, but it ain't done. They ain't flipped that chicken on the other side. So look out for that in October. So you know, I'm throwing a little hint out there. That's all. They thought it was over.
Now, what I want to know is, Swag, how do you balance everything out?
I pray hard, man. That's one thing I do. I pray. I pray. I pray. I pray when I'm walking.
I feel you, because you're doing a lot. You're doing a whole lot. You know what I mean? A whole lot. You understand? And what's going on is, by the faculty, you're doing the parties, you're doing the group, promotion, you got your family. I'm trying to figure out how do you balance all that out. You know what I mean?
I take it one day at a time. I try to live stress-free, drama-free, and be around good people that you know, want the same thing I want. You know, I can't flip a page and that page don't flip. When I flip a page, everybody got to flip a page. You know what I'm saying? It's all about being productive and around good people. You know what I'm saying? So that balance, you know, I got Mama Swag. You know, Mama Swag don't play.
Yeah, I know that.
Mama Swag give me the call quick. Like, nigga, you showing out.
Uh-huh. See, that's a good thing. Cause ain't nobody a better supporter than I have behind you than moms.
Yeah.
That's real tough.
I'm in the barbershop.
We have a call for you, Swag. We're going to put them
okay.
on fast. GQ Palace, you on the air? Who we speaking to?
Yeah, this is yours truly, Lord Pest.
Lord Pest on the line.
All right.
Lord,
there we go.
What's going on?
There we go.
GQ, what's good?
What's going on, Lord?
sounding real presidential on there, President Swag.
What up, bro? You know what we do.
Ain't nothing. I had to call up and show some love.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Rich and them, we got something lined up for you motherfuckers when the floor drops.
Oh, man.
Niggas in trouble.
Wait, well, all they got to do is take a seat and relax and watch the show, because it's all about to go.
It's about to get real crazy.
Let me ask y'all a question. How did y'all perform the Harlem Rap Pack? Because that's like some Harlem Nights joint. So how did y'all actually come up? Seriously, so how did y'all actually come up with that?
Well, I tell you what, man. We was going, me and my bro, Boogie Black, was always coming out to all the epic Swagger Like Us joints out at the Paradise. And, you know, Swagger, when Swagger throw that Swagger Like Us up, you know, that's real black tie affair, grown man, grown woman, stilettos type fly shit. And, you know, we all sitting there all tucked up. And I said, we like the Rat Pack, B. And he said, really, we like the Harlem Rat Pack. And the rest is history.
Wow.
That's all she wrote.
It was that simple, B. You know, when niggas throw it on and niggas is looking at them pictures the day after, it's like, yo, this shit, yo, we really on to something here.
Wow.
And, you know,
it's so crazy because, you know, it's so crazy because, like, if you look at the Harlem, if you look at the original Rat Pack, everybody had their own story. Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin,
right,
and Frank Sinatra.
Right.
Yeah, everybody had their own story. And if you look at us, we all got our own story. I'm a promoter, boogie entertainer, and pimping producer. So we all have our own stories, just as they
right.
did.
Everybody got their own lane, but we got so much in common. And then we really are friends. Like, that's the one part where I don't know, you know, everybody else's story. I only know our story and my story. We really friends at the end of all this shit, yo. Know? Like, we really hang out, like. So it look good because it really is good. It's natural.
I'll see you later. Yeah, Bill, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's just natural. You know what I'm saying? That's why it looks so good, because we really hang out for real. If we wasn't doing the parties, we would still be hanging out.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. We'd still be hanging out. For
it's
sure.
Like,
for
we
sure.
just getting paid to, you know, do what we do any old way.
Sure,
but, you know,
sure.
Ain't about
nothing. You
well, know, GQ Palace Radio and Big Rich always show super love.
All the time.
So,
no doubt. I definitely show it back.
Hey, man, we just a couple of young brothers trying to make their way to the top, man, like everybody else, man. It's room for everybody, man, and, you know.
And y'all are honored because the way y'all do y'all thing, and y'all keeping it strictly professional to the point where I can actually say no fights have ever, I have never been to a joint where fights have never, ever broke out. You understand? And the way y'all got it all set up is ridiculous. And that's real talk. That's real talk right there.
Well, I'll tell you one of our secrets, brother. If you go to any of our parties, it's 80% women, 20% dudes. So dudes don't have no reason to fight. ain't no reason to really beat. There's plenty of liquor. Everybody's fresh. So it's like it ain't no real reason to really fight, man.
Like what dude in the right mind would want to come to a party with 80% women and start a fight? Like, who does that?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right, it ain't a groom party. It's definitely gentlemen and ladies.
Exactly.
You know, we do what we do, and like my man Pim always tell me, Swag, you the president, and we gonna rock out. We gonna do what we gonna do. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, Pim is like the glue that keeps us together. Yeah, we argue, we bicker, and fight among each other. That's that's what you do.
Like any brothers do, man. Like all brothers.
And when we don't have a perfect day, we fucking day. Shit, fuck. We don't. We shit. But you think listen, man. It's, you shit. But at the end of the day, somebody keeps us neutral.
Because
somebody, Pim is the one that calls to be like, yo, Swag, yo, bro, all right, enough with the shit.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's what you need. A lot of these teams don't have that because the first thing they're going to do is, oh, let me get rid of this nigga and I'll get his money too.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's you know what I'm saying?
I'm convinced, man, you had to live another life before you could live this entertainment, music life or whatever. You had to be able to live a whole nother life first. Then you could live this life right. But when this is your only life you really know about, I mean, well, then, you know, shit is bound to happen.
Yeah.
Shit is bound to happen.
I hear stories every day about promoters and DJs and shit like that, and I'd be like, damn, I'm glad that shit don't happen over here.
Nah, man.
Yeah, because you hear about it. That's what I'm saying. That's why I honor how y'all do y'all things. You hear about this promoter party, something I'm broke out. That promoter party, something I'm broke out. Because
you know what it is, too, Rich. We don't deal with too many outsiders.
Right.
Like we have a bond. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga say something to Boogie about doing a party, Boogie gonna tell us. He ain't gonna G money and make a side deal, whatever the case may be. Just like me, if I do a party to them, yo, bro, Piff, this is.
Exactly.
And then a lot of the people we deal with, we already know them. Super shout out to LA Love, Mel Star, the Lean Team, Smooth Ski. Like them brothers is all good brothers, man. E. Kim, Brucey B, my big brother Busy B. Like these is friends of ours. So, you know, it's a little different, man. It's a little different. And we always play fair, man. That's one of the keys. You got to play fair. If you play fair, you're going to get played fair.
Exactly. That's why I honor the fact that all y'all being together like that. You understand?
Thanks, bro.
That's why I definitely honor the fact. You know what I'm saying? All y'all being together like that.
Thanks, bro.
Now, I mean, the line is on fire. Listen, if you want to go on the air and speak to Swagger, you can just press 1. You got Lord Priest on the line, Harlem Rat Pack. So the line is on fire. You can just press 1 to go on the air.
A super, super shout out to my brother, Iron Boogie Black. That's my
no
bro,
doubt.
Man.
It's Boogie Black. He's doing his thing right now.
Boogie working. Boogie working.
And our brother, Will Trax.
Oh, yes, sir.
Will
Trax.
Too.
Well, we actually have a call on the line. All right, so we have a call on the line.
Hello?
We're going to bring them on real fast.
Okay.
Hello, call, are you there?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're on the air. It's the Harlem Rat Pack, Swagger, Law Free.
This is Chantel.
Chantel?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Yes.
What's up, sweetie?
How you doing?
What's good?
How y'all, how you win your own tickets?
How we do what? How you win the tickets?
Your tickets. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. You got to have an answer for it.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
Huh? What?
What's the question?
If you a true Swagger like us, Hollow Rock Pack supporter, then it's not, then you won't answer the question right.
What is the
you
question?
Ready? Who is the Harlem Rat Pack?
Who?
Who is the Harlem Rat Pack? Who are the members of the Harlem Rat Pack?
Wow.
Who's a member?
Who is the members? Who are the three members of the Harlem Rat Pack?
I don't know. What I know is Boogie Black.
Okay, then who else?
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad either.
She's supposed to know who Boogie Black is, B.
She's supposed to. But you know what? But you know what? You know what, Chantel? We're going to give you 2 tickets anyway because you know Boogie Black. How about that, Chantel?
Okay, that's lovely.
All right, but I'm going to tell you who the members is. The members are Boogie Black, Swagger, and Lord Priest, which I'm Swagger, and Lord Priest is on the other line.
Yo.
Got it?
What's up, Lord Priest? How you doing?
And tomorrow night.
My phone is going to go in and out. I'm in the ambulance right now.
In the ambulance?
Oh, you saving somebody's life?
Huh?
Are you saving somebody's life?
No, they saving mine. I got food poisoning.
Oh, shit. Yo, you got food poisoning. What about the goddamn chicken?
That's kind of gangster. She said,
yo, you definitely got food chicken now. You a true Boogie Black fan.
Hey, on my last brush.
I'm gonna get these tickets. What's that?
She said, if I make it through, I'm coming to short to stilettos.
Well, Chantel, if you got Facebook, you hit up the Harlem Rap Pack page and leave a number in the inbox and we'll get back to you about your tickets, how you pick your tickets up, sweetie.
Okay.
All right. Go to the Harlem Rap Pack.
You feel better.
All right. Thank you.
Feel better.
Make it through.
Feel better. Feel better. Make
all
it
right,
through.
Thank
pull
you.
Through. Pull through. You got to be there next Saturday. Pull through, bro.
Oh,
wow. That was
crazy.
That was crazy.
She in the ambulance.
She said she in the ambulance about to blow her asshole about the shit and throw her ass about the motherfucking thing. That's gangster, man.
Because the lines are on fire. You have Swagger, Lord Priest on the line, Harlem Rap Top Boogie. He's doing his thing right now.
Boogie Black is at Inkwell right now.
No doubt. He's at Inkwell doing his thing. Most at Inkwell right now, but you have Swagger and Lord Priest on the line. You can press 1 to go on the air. If you're on a computer, dial 646-200-3838 and press 1.
Wow. All right, now, let me get rid of some more of these tickets. Pull somebody in there. Let me ask another question. Matter of fact, please, you ask him a question.
I'm
scared to ask a question.
Gary,
please, you ask a question. I'm scared.
If you've been to any Harlem Rat Pack parties, what is our favorite drink?
Now, that's a simple one.
So, there you go. Now, who got the answer to that?
Whoever wants to win 2 tickets, you can answer that question. Press 1 to win those tickets. If you've been to a Harlem Rap Pack party, what is their favorite drink to win those 2 tickets? We have a caller on the line. Who is that? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
my swagger.
Oh, shit. Hey, what up, baby?
Hey, baby. And y'all drink is Henny. Henny.
It can be Henny Red as long as a motherfucking Henny.
Right. Right.
All right, see, you got your tickets, see. I don't know why you ain't getting tickets. You come through anyway.
Exactly, y'all. You can't win no tickets.
You can't win the tickets.
You messed up the tree, man. The line is on fire. We got people wanting to win tickets. You go anyway. Get out of here. We got people online that want to win tickets. You ask the question.
Listen, I got to hook up with the Rat Pack. I ain't been with them yet. And I know y'all be throwing the fuck down. I know y'all be going in.
Every second, third, and fourth Saturday, we up in the Bronx at OZ Tavern. Catching hell of fire.
All right.
Right.
Sound like a runner to me.
So you need to come on up there, cross that river, and bring it on out.
Well, I'm gonna have to bring some of these New Jersey females up there.
Yeah, tell them, come on through. Sure, they might not want to go back home. So what else? They might not want to go back home.
I know that's right. But we'll do what we
somebody
gotta
gonna
do.
Be sleeping somewhere, and they're gonna be home.
Yeah, but
you know
I want to holler at y'all guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we won't do it.
Keep doing the damn thing.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah,
thank
I will.
Yo, please, ask another question. Let's get these tickets up. I don't know nobody say, or they say they're gonna give away tickets, and they ain't give away shit.
Okay. What's the name of Boogie Black's brand new song featuring the most dangerous Mel Starr?
What's our new song? Okay. There you go. The line's on fire. If you know the name of Boogie Black's new song featuring Metal Star, you will win two tickets to Swagger Like Us Harlem Rap Pack Shorts and Stilettos event. I know y'all got some other people going on in that event. I just don't know who it is right now. But if you call in, all the callers on the line, all you got to do is press 1. If you know the answer to that question, you can win two tickets.
Two tickets.
The line is crazy. I guess they're sitting there thinking right now.
Shit, don't think nothing to think about. If they can't answer that question, goddamn.
I'll give them a hint. Wax on, wax on. That's all you get. That's all you get.
Shop.
And my Funky Black Boys. That's all you get. That's all you get.
Yeah, because, you know, Lord Pip, we need exclusive of that, man.
Oh, no, I didn't send it to you, bro.
Nah, you know what? I was supposed to get your number
you
up, but I had to do some things.
Yeah, I just
have to put it on my radio station. That's what I'm doing now. Hello?
I was supposed to hit your number, you know, for you to send it, and I had to do some things. I didn't get to hit the number.
That's cool, Rich. Rich, you on the page, so just download it off of SoundCloud.
Oh,
that's right there on Facebook for everybody to download. I got it set up for
all my
good DJs, all the good fans.
Oh, I'm gonna be about 6.
Yeah. See,
hello.
Swagger got multiple interviews. See, that nigga multitask.
There you go.
That nigga is doing a double, 2 interviews at the same damn time.
You know, I got to pass the information on about this record, man.
You the president, nigga.
Shit, nigga. I'm telling nigga, I'm doing the enemy. He talking about winning the party, nigga, tomorrow.
So why?
And I just told this dumb nigga that shit last night. Like, what the fuck, man? You slept and forgot?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, where are these tickets?
Okay.
It ain't that damn hard.
Okay, Wait a minute. We have somebody calling in.
Hey.
And don't forget to hit wax on, wax off.
Hello.
Another call on.
Hello.
Yeah, she joyful like a motherfucker.
All them right, Pat.
Okay,
is
this
This is Ladybug.
This is who?
This is Ladybug.
That was a pretty guy.
Ladybug. Hey, bro.
What's up, bro?
This is Ladybug the Diva. I don't know if you remember. Ladybug did my first ever voice promo.
That's right.
You have a
voice?
How you doing? Shit. You pay attention to that voice. What's up, Ladybug?
I just called to shout you out.
All right, baby. How are you? Love you,
I'm
girl.
I'm listening to you a little bit. I'm good. I thought you
all
were going
right,
to jump right
now,
everybody's doing well.
That's good. I know you wearing some mean-ass short stilettos.
You know I am. Come on. Seriously,
I knew
you
were tear up. You were tear up.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be there.
I'm just going to lay in the cut and watch everything.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I'll watch everything. They're going to call me the Nighthawk.
Is that it?
That's it right there.
I just want to say hello.
Thank you, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Love you.
I'll talk to you later. Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Yo, Piff.
Yeah.
Yo,
Piff is calling on.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they know the answer to your question.
All right. Let me ask them some real easy. Where was last year Masquerade Ball held at?
Wow. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. That's just
easy.
Shit, I don't know that. Where was the last Masquerade Ball held at?
Last year, October 22nd. Hello? Anybody answer that question yet?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Swag. I'm sitting here, you know what? Because you know what? I don't even know that one. I had just started the show around there. Martin. Martin. Swag, you want to sit down there? Hello?
Yo.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, Swag? Hello, hello, hello. What? North Bit call drop. Hello, Swagger? Our Lord Swagger and our Lord
yes,
Lord
sir.
This. Oh, there
you
go.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you then.
All right. What's your word?
Hello? Our Lord Pitt call drop, yeah.
All right. Did anybody answer the question?
Nah, nobody asked the question.
Well, they're scared. They're scared. What's the matter? They didn't stay online listening?
I just told me Ladybug gave her the answer, but the call dropped. But Ladybug is going anyway, right?
Ladybug hung up.
Yeah, but she said she gave her the answer, but the call dropped.
No, she never gave no answer.
Oh.
She just was good. She just called in and say hello.
Oh, so she never gave an answer.
No, she never gave an answer. That's why I changed it. The new question was, where was last year's Masquerade Ball held at?
Okay, Dons and Divas. The question is, where was last year's Swagger Like Us Masquerade Ball held at? We have a call on the line, Swag. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, it's Tashi.
Who?
Hey, Tashi.
Tashi.
Tati?
How are you? I just wanted to say that it's not fair
doing,
to somebody
Tati?
That's never been. I'm good. How are you?
That's good. I'm good, baby.
Okay, Tashi. You got to
I just wanted to say, it's not fair. I don't know the answer. You know, I'm not from Harlem. I'm a Queens girl.
Oh, you're a Queens girl.
I just wanted to say, yeah, it's not fair for somebody that want to experience one of the events and you asking questions that you know nobody else is going to know.
All right. How about this? How about this? All right. We gonna hold on. Say, she won't be a bully about it.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Say, she won't be a bully about winning these tickets. I want you to ask me a question. How about that? Ask me a question.
Oh, man.
The one question you ask me, if it's legit, you're going to get these two free tickets. Now, ask me a question.
Wow. Oh, okay. I could go off a vouch for that. All right, Tashi. There you
okay.
go. You're going to win two tickets. Go ahead.
I have to ask you a question. How long are you going to be telling the truth with the answer?
You're the one answering the question.
I'm not going to trust nobody here with you to tell me that that's the truth.
Listen, you ask me a question you know I ain't gonna lie about. What you ask me? Ask me.
The questions I'm going to ask you, I know you might lie about, because most men do. But
no,
anyway.
What you ask me?
Okay. What's your favorite body part on the woman?
Oh, Lord Jesus, what the hell?
Since I'm
what's my favorite part? My favorite part of the woman's body?
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, her inner soul.
Oh,
you can be fine as a motherfucker and have a fucked up soul. That's my motherfucking answer.
That's not your first answer, see. I don't trust that answer because when you first see a woman, you don't see her inner soul. You see what you're attracted to first before you even know.
My granddaddy always told me, when you first meet a woman, y'all both know what y'all want to do as soon as y'all meet each other. And I find out to be the truth.
Oh, That's true. The lady usually chooses, though.
Now, let me ask you a question, since you won't be all nosy and physical about this shit. What's your favorite part of a man's body? Now, I know you ain't lying.
Okay, his hands.
His hands?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know why you like this hair. You want to spank that ass, huh?
No. I find, you know, hands are very, you know, they can be very sensual.
Can you follow?
If you know how to use them.
Oh, okay. All right. I get what you're saying now, baby. You go on with yourself.
You can tell if somebody's affectionate. You can tell, you know.
With all right. I'm going to take you up on that one. Oh, no. That one did be good. That one seemed like some, let me get him back for that shit he just said to me.
With that, yeah,
wow.
Soul, right?
But you know what? You got your tickets, baby. All right.
Thank you.
You got a Facebook page?
Yes, Rich knows my page.
She's on a general question. No, you're not even on a general question no more.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, she used to be on a general question page.
Yeah, you post. Yeah, I'm on a GQ page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's on a GQ page.
Uh-huh.
This is what you do. Go to the Harlem Rat Pack page and inbox your name. Inbox your name and number. I can reach you after you can get your ticket.
Okay. Harlem Rap Activities?
The what?
You said? What did you say?
The
Harlem
Rap Pack. Harlem Rap Pack.
Okay.
And it's going there, and you get your ticket.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
And that was a bullshit question anyway.
No, it wasn't.
That was some
Enjoy
shit.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too, baby. I'll see you next Saturday. Oh,
don't forget.
You got them sexy legs and them stilettos. You get that cash.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's why I'm coming.
All right, baby.
Okay, take care.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
Yo, Swag.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, thanks a lot, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo,
all the time. It's always a pleasure.
Yo.
Shout out to my people in the Harlem Rat Pack.
No
doubt.
Yeah, we're going to also get the tickets also.
Oh,
you
can get the tickets. If you got Facebook, my swag is crazy. No shine, no grind. FOH, Boogie Black, Law Priest page, the Harlem Rat Pack page, or you get me up 917-553-7308. That's 917-553-7308. Harlem Rat Pack page, Swagger Like Us page, Lord Priest page, Boogie Black page. We're all around the world, baby. We're around the world. Or if you have a problem getting to any of us, just go to GQ Palace, my man Rich, and the GQ family. Hit me up and let me know what's going on, who need what, and when they need it, how they going to get it.
No doubt. No, Swagger.
So I
want
to shout out GQ Palace. Always honored with, you know, doing this with y'all, having a good time. You know, God bless you all. And I'll see you all next Saturday. And shout out to my man, Lord Priest, Boogie Black, the Swagger family, the Ciroc Boys, Harlem Rat Pack, Swagger Like Us, Diva Swag, Trendsetters, everybody. It's just too many people named right now. My mouth is dry in sand. I'm tired. And my night even, and I ain't even start to do what I got to do for the night. But I'm on a mission, though. But again, let me see you talk to a little bitch, Sweet James, next Saturday, September 1st. Let's go.
No doubt, Swag. And once
all
again,
right,
it's always an honor having you on. No
yes,
doubt.
Sir.
Swag,
all right,
us talk to you. All right. All right, y'all. I know we've run a little behind schedule. I do apologize. But coming up next is our special tribute to General Levert, a.k.a. Teddy Bear. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Of a week at a work day.
is the worst. Cause Kirsten got out of school on my nerves and symptoms.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
to the weekend, yeah.
I'm going now.
Yeah.
I'm going now.
From the dollar.
From the weekend. Can't stop me now.
Can't stop me now.
Body stop me now.
My grind on, but I need a good groove. I wanna lose control. Step in, I'm getting crunk too. Yeah, my world
changed.
More than I'm so will do, but I wanna get down.
Welcome back, and this is GQ Palace special tribute to Gerald Levert, a.k.a. Teddy Bear. For those that don't know, Gerald Levert was born in Ohio July 13, 1966, by the OJ's frontman, Eddie Levert, and his wife, Martha. Levert grew up in the Shaky Heights of Ohio. And due to his father's career, Levert would travel with the band on a regular basis. One of the songs I would say I always was jamming to was Casanova. He did this while he was with Levert in 1987. This is Casanova, number one on the R&B and number five on the pop charts. This is Gerald Levert, Casanova.
Oh, Casanova.
Y'all, welcome back. And this is GQ Palace special tribute to Gerald Levert, aka the Teddy Bear.
Right now, we have some calls we're going to be taking, and we're going to bring our first caller in. Hello, Picasso?
Yo, what's good, Big Rich? How you doing, brother?
All right, all right. What's going on? You know, tell us what you liked about, you know, Jebel of Bird. You know, this is our tribute to the Jebel of Bird, a.k.a. the teddy bear. What you like most about Jebel of Bird?
Well, believe it or not, I actually had the chance and the pleasure of meeting Jebel of Bird when I was younger. See, in Parkchester, my godmother used to own a record store that was across the street from Macy's. And she used to have rap artists and R&B singers who would come in and sign autographs and, you know, mix and mingle with their fans. So one day, John LeVert comes, he comes to sign autographs, and I'm working in the store at my godmother's store at the time. And, I mean, he was one of the smoothest, coolest dudes that I ever met. He's also one of the reasons why I also decided to start singing, too, because that song, Casanova, oh, yeah, that's a jam right there, brother. I'm glad you threw that one off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm glad you hit that one off first, because you got me up in here, too, something like Casanova, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, that was my jam, too.
And ironically, I got right before he died, right before he passed away, yeah, I came up into New York to do a show, and my godmother had gotten tickets. And I wound up getting a picture of him right before he died. I keep, like, in my file of, like, mad artists that I actually, like, got the chance to meet and stuff like that. But that's one of the greatest of all times. He falls in that category.
Yeah, he definitely do. Definitely do. You know, I want to really thank you for your input. You know, I hope you stay on the line and listen to the rest of the tribute.
Oh, like, yeah, you know, I'm there with this. You know, I love Gerald. Gerald, that's my dude. Make him rest.
No doubt. All
right. Real talk, bitch. Bless, thank you for having me on this show. I'll be definitely listening and tuning in.
No doubt, no doubt. I appreciate that.
All right, bro.
All right. So, we have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
hey.
This is DT Powell, special tribute to Jebel of Bird. What do you love
yes.
most about the teddy bear?
Just the teddy bear himself. He was just, I don't know, I never met him, but his music and just his moves and, Mr. Too Damn Good. In my song, which whatever you want to do, but I hope you play Mr. Too Damn Good, cause hey,
oh, yeah.
He was Mr. Too Damn
too.
Good. Yes, I mean,
no.
It was oof, like I said, he was just a good. I mean, his voice, him and his father. I mean, they were close knit, you know. Just great together. And, you know, like I said, just Gerald himself. Just Gerald himself, you know, just made him what he was, the teddy bear. You know, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He just,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so. This is a beautiful thing that you're doing, you know, making him special. And a tribute to him, I think that's real good. And I even want to say thank you for even going out like that.
Oh, we at DQ Palace really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, we just show love and support everywhere. And Jebel of Bird was my man anyway.
I know that's right.
You know, he wasn't only an artist; he was a baby maker.
I told you he was Mr. Too Damn Good.
Those was his own words.
He was Mr. Too Damn Good, God of Life.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah,
I would like for you to hold on. We have another caller. Please stay tuned
okay.
for the tribute, all right?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're here. This is DQ Palace special tribute to Jebel of Bird, the teddy bear.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. What a great loss. He was one among many, I'm telling you, but he was one of the greatest. I followed his tracks from I can't say the very first album, but from when he made that album Pop 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 Goes My Mind. That was the first time I had ever heard Gerald Levert, and that was an awesome album for you know, for the start for me checking him out. And then from there on, he always, you know, just been very popular with me, you know. And boy, he was so romantic, you know. And just he was a romancer. And when you listen to his songs, you know, you could just about feel the closeness, you know, to him. And definitely he was a teddy bear, and I definitely seen many of his concerts. Matter of fact, I saw him at Westbury with Patti LaBelle.
What a
great concert. Great.
Mm-hmm. He was a very good entertainer also.
Yes, he was a great performer. Yes, he was. And he be singing from the heart, so I don't see why he didn't get married, because he could have picked me up on that note. Definitely. Definitely. I would have married him like no tomorrow. He was very not only that, I like his outgoingness as far as helping people. He helped a lot of people in his neighborhood. You know, all you had to do was go to him and ask him to pay your rent. And he, I mean, he just genuinely just helped you pay your rent or whatever was needed, you know.
Kind-hearted. Very kind-hearted person.
You don't meet too many men like that. You know, he didn't forget where he came from. His heart was in the right place, you know. And, like, I own very many of his albums. I think it's only maybe one I don't own. But, yes, he has some dynamic music. I loved him with LST.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Levert Sweat.
Great album.
Yeah.
Yes. Keith Sweat. And, Johnny Gill, those were awesome too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It still feel funny that he's not here, because look for music to come from him.
Because when you, he got that voice, when you play his music, it's like he's still here.
Yes,
you know,
Exactly. And like the Unsung, when they put him on Unsung, that just bring back the memories of all that good music. That's like having a Luther Vandross, same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I like you to do is I like you to stay on the line, because we actually going to play that next single, "Pop Goes Your Mind." All right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now let me inform y'all. Now, while in high school, Levert dedication towards music became loyal when he formed the R&B trio Levert with his younger brother, Sean Levert, and friend, Mark Gordon. In 1984, four of his group's seven albums went platinum, which was I Get Hot in 1985, Bloodline in 1986, The Big Throwdown in 1987, and Just Coolin' in 1988. Here's another one of Levert's hits, Pop Goes My Mind, which was number one on the R&B chart in 1986. Excuse me. Pop Goes My Mind. This is a special tribute to Gerald Levert on GQ Palace. Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You
right, Dons and Divas. In 1991, Gerald Levert went solo with the album Private Line. That went number one on the R&B chart. The following year, Gerald Levert and his father, Eddie Levert, hit number one on the R&B chart with the hit single, Baby Hold On To Me. This is Gerald Levert featuring his father, Eddie Levert, Baby Hold On To Me, on our GQ Palace Radio tribute to the teddy bear. This is Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Still won't you let the juice flow?
keeping on the down low.
If you let the juices flow, baby, come on, relax.
But you got too much stored up inside, baby. What you trying to hide, baby? Swallow your selfish pride. So let me come inside, baby, baby, baby. Choose me.
Yeah, that was my joint, Let the Juices Flow. He was definitely making babies off of that. Now, in 1997, LaVert teamed up with R&B singer Keith Sweat and Johnny Gill to form the supergroup LSG. The trio released the album LaVert, Sweat, and Gill the same year, selling over 2 million copies. Here's My Body, number one on the R&B chart, and number four on the pop chart. This is our tribute to Gerald LaVert, the Teddy Bear.
Body.
Body, 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 body
All right, y'all. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, special tribute to Jabba LaVert, a.k.a. the Teddy Bear. LaVert branched into his acting career as Charles Young, his first appearance on the Jamie Foxx show for two episodes. With Just Do It, where Jamie Foxx and his mother, Jo Mary Payton, decided to marry him, exactly 3 years prior to his death, LaVert's final acting role that aired during his lifetime. He also appeared on an episode of The Parkers, who played T's father, where he and his son comes to visit to start a brand new life. Here's another smashing single by Jabba LaVert, Baby I'm Ready.
I don't wanna play no more.
All right, Dons and Divas. On November 10th, 2006, sadly to say, Gerald LeVert was found dead in his bed at his Newberry home when a cousin tried to wake him up. Gerald LeVert died at the age of 40 years old. He was a role model to us all. 13,000 people showed up at his funeral to pay their respects to Gerald LeVert, a.k.a. the teddy bear. Gone but never forgotten. Rest in peace, Gerald LeVert. This is GQ Palace. Special tribute to the teddy bear. right, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank the listeners, the callers, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to give a big shout-out to my man Swagger, Lord Piff, Boogie Black, the Harlem Rat Pack. Don't forget, it's going to be big. This event is going down crazy. The Shorts and Stilettos, September 1st. Congratulations to Chantel and Tashi for winning tickets. I want to thank Melinda Moore with her GQ General Question. And I want to thank all y'all for tuning in to the, Gerald Levert tribute on GQ Palace Radio. I also want to let y'all know it's going down $2 Tuesdays with Boss Goonberg and Black Silk at the Fusion on Boston Road. You also have Lady B, $3 Recession Wednesdays at Glenroy's. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 5 shows a week with 5 different hosts. You have Monday, Love, Life, and Loyalties with your host, Steph Dallas, from 7 to 9 p.m. Parental advisory for that show. Tuesdays, you have GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 9 p.m. with the Dynamic Duel, T.C. Harlan, and the Mayor. On Wednesdays, you have GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with your host Picasso playing the hottest slow jam and talking to you about his hot topics that be going on. On Friday, you have Love and Entertainment with myself, Rich Money, from 6 to 9 p.m. And on Sundays, you have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m., hosted by Lavina Polite. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby. Once again, our condolences to the Levert family. We all loved him, but God loved him best. Rest in peace, Gerald Levert, a.k.a. the Teddy Bear. Good night, everyone.
This is Groove On with Sylvia. Now your radio is really turned on. Somebody, call me. Come on. I'm waiting for you. Ah, see my switchboard lighting up. I like that. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is GL. Sylvia, I just love your show.
GL, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm a songwriter. I've had a couple of hits. Got a couple of nice cars. Pretty nice house.
Sounds like you got everything, GL.
You know, it might sound like that, but I'd do anything for love.
I'm waiting for someone who could turn my life around. Someone who could make me feel the way I used to feel, but she never comes. I'm searching, but there's no one that I care to talk about. And all the lovers in the world don't amount to much. What I really want is just one true love, and I'd give anything and everything to fall in love. Just as one time I'd like to find what I'm dreaming of. Well, I could find someone to hold me, but that wouldn't be enough. But I'd give anything to fall in love. I'd rather not be sleeping by myself, staring at the wall. I question it all. Will she ever come? Will she ever come? And I'd give anything and everything to fall in love.
doing?
I need you to trace the call on Sylvia's radio show.
Trace the call?